Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. It's over. The words of President Trump clearly frustrated with the Iranian leadership. The president says the ceasefire with Iran is history.
They're led by sick people, and they're vicious, violent people. And if they had a nuclear weapon, they'd use it. As far as I'm concerned, it's over.
The president, speaking at the NATO summit in Turkey a short time ago, lashing out at Iran's leaders following Iran's attack on several tankers in the Strait of Hormuz, and then the targeting of Bahrain and Kuwait. The U.S. responded by launching strikes on Iranian military targets.
Iranian media has reported several explosions in the southern port city of Sirik, as well as Keshem Island and Bandar Abbas. And these do, in fact, appear to be the heaviest U.S. strikes since the ceasefire came into effect. The statement from U.S. Central Command is strongly worded. It says American forces have launched a series of powerful strikes to impose what it describes as heavy costs for targeting and attacking commercial shipping crewed, it says, by innocent civilians in an international waterway.
The BBC's Peter Bowes, U.S. has also revoked a license authorizing the sale of Iranian oil. Oil prices are up nearly 6% this morning. Following the latest sexual assault allegations against him, the pressure is mounting on Democrat Graham Plattner to drop out of the U.S. Senate race in Maine. One of Plattner's strongest supporters, Senator Bernie Sanders, urging Plattner to step aside. A preliminary hearing for the man charged in the assassination of Charlie Kirk will continue today. Tyler Robinson's lawyers questioning the reliability of DNA testing, and prosecutors say links Robinson to the suspected murder weapon. And watching Wall Street, the Dow futures are down 676 points. NASDAQ futures 409 points in the red. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
When I was feeling the stress of too much credit card debt, I looked at two different options, debt settlement and debt management. They may sound the same, but guess what? They're not. Debt settlement seemed like a quick fix, but I found out it would destroy my credit, create tax headaches, and hit me with huge fees. They actually told me to stop paying my bills. No way. Not me. Then I turned to a debt management plan developed by the team at Trinity. They worked with my creditors, lowered my payments, reduced my interest, saved me thousands, and paid off my debt. And Trinity is a Christian company, which is important to me.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Heather. Please forget debt settlement and remember Trinity Debt Management.
1-800-990-6976.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 6:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
There are some areas of rain this morning south of the city. We've been looking at the BW Parkway between Arundel Mills down to Route 32 and towards 197. And there has been some rain in that area. Roadway conditions a little bit damp. There's an accident on the shoulder leaving the city, 95 southbound at the Caton Avenue Bridge. For a second, they were in the right lane. Right now, they're confined to the area behind the white line, so not a big deal at this point. But heads up if you're leaving the city on the southwest side of 95. Right now, we're clear and good to go at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, mostly cloudy and a little bit drier today with just a stray shower possible. Temperatures in the cooler but still humid, low 80s. Partly cloudy and mild tonight as temperatures fall back into the low 70s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
70 degrees in White Marsh, 69 in Abingdon at 6:04. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Audiology Associates. Baltimore County Police are investigating the deaths of two children in Gwin Oak. Officers were called to a home in the 6100 block of Talis Road shortly before 7:30, and when they arrived, they found a 15-year-old and 9-year-old dead from gunshot wounds. Police say Robert McCullough says detectives are investigating designating the deaths as homicides. And Maryland Senate Republicans are reacting to the announcement that lawmakers will return to Annapolis in August for a special session on redistricting. Senate Minority Leader Steve Hershey and Senate Minority Whip Justin Reedy say residents are struggling with the rising cost of living, skyrocketing energy costs, and questions about whether they can afford to stay in the state. And Governor Moore's answer is a special session to gut the state constitution. Hershey says the governor's call for the special session has nothing to do with Maryland's future and everything to do with his own. Last night's winning Maryland lottery pick three was 955. The pick four, 5627. 6:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Sego, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing imbalance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. I would like to talk to you today about balance problems, also known as dizziness. One out of every 10 patients who visits their family doctor complains about dizziness. 25% of the time, balance problems are related to the ear. At Audiology Associates, we can not only diagnose the cause of your balance problems, but if it is appropriate, we can also provide a treatment plan. You need not be bothered by dizziness anymore. So call our main number at 410-944-3100 or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans. So call 410-944-3100. Audiology Associates. When silence is not golden.
Now, Gary Stein on Sports.
Sports at 6:05, brought to you by Farnan and Dermer, offering same-day service. Mention my name and get a $99 AC tune-up from the Comfort Guys, my guys. Well, it turns out that 92 games into the season, the Birds are no better than they were a year ago.
2-0 to Pete. And that is ripped into right field. That's a base hit. Swanson in to score. The Cubs have a 2-0 lead.
More than enough. John Ciambi had the call on the Marquee Sports Network. Pete Crow Armstrong's RBI single in the fifth. And the left-hander tossing six shutout innings last night was Matthew Boyd as the Birds fall to Chicago 5-2 was the final at Camden Yards. After 92 games, the Birds find themselves at 42-50, the exact same record as a year ago, and to boot in the cellar in the American League East. FIFA World Cup action, two games to close out the round of 32, Switzerland over Colombia in PKs, but the big story was Argentina making history.
Red shirts racing back as fast as they can!
Was on Fox. Enzo Fernandez header in stoppage time capped a three-goal comeback in the final 11 minutes of regulation as the defending champs overwhelmed the bitter Egyptians. 3-2 was the final, sending Argentina to the quarterfinals. The result marks the first time in World Cup history that a team has won a knockout match in regulation time after trailing by two goals in the 75th minute. Coming up in 30 minutes, an historic game for a former Oriole. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. If you're heating or AC system gives you trouble, you need a company you can count on. That's why I recommend Farnan and Dermer, serving Baltimore for 125 years and one of the few that offer same-day service while others are a week or more out. Plus, take advantage of interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems and BGE rebates of up to $3,000 on high-efficiency HVAC systems. Tell them I sent you and get an AC system tune-up for just $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys. They're my guys.
From Annapolis to Catonsville, from Dundalk to Reisterstown, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Casey and Company starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County, the right choice for Maryland.
I just got three things to say. God bless our troops. God bless America. And gentlemen, start your engine!
Top of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is Casey and Company. Talk Radio 680 WCBM 99.9 FM in Hartford County. The right choice for Maryland. It is a Wednesday. July the 8th, 2026. I'm Sean Casey. Coming up with the program today, tragedy in Gwinnett. Two siblings found shot at a home in Baltimore County. As, again, they keep telling us crime is declining, but we have stories like this. Time to accelerate mass deportations. We have the numbers and horrific stories from across the country, thanks to the open border Democrats led by Chairman Joe. President Trump doing all his he can to secure the border, but we still have too many illegal aliens causing problems in this country. But our top story here today, Wes Moore, and the Democrats who dominate here in Maryland calling for a special session for redistricting. Now, that's not to redistrict this year. It's not to actually draw the maps this year. It is to change or amend the Constitution of the state of Maryland so they can clarify how they would change the maps in the near future. So it will not affect this year's election. However, the big question is whether it'll be on the ballot this November. It's going to be, the timeline here is razor thin for the Democrats to do their dastardly deeds. Here's Governor Wes Moore yesterday.
The fact that we are finally coming back and saying we need to debate this and not just, you know, kind of stick our heads in the sand is an important development. And it's a big deal.
Yeah, it is a big deal, and I'll tell you that nobody should be surprised by this. The fact of the matter is, this is what national Democrats, led by Chuck U. Schumer and Hakeem Jeffries, want. We know that Wes Moore wants to be president. That's painfully obvious now. I don't blame him for a second when he says he's going to serve the full term if he is reelected. It's going to be just a blink and a nod before he's out of here, lickety-split. So it suits his presidential, national, raw, naked political ambition. Again, this is what Democrats do. They're like scorpions. Scorpions will sting you. Democrats will grow government. They will tax and spend. And when they have the power, they will do anything they can to retain it. And that's exactly what this is all about. Now, the big question here is because it's going to, not because, it'll pass the general insane asylum. It will, because they have the votes. It requires a 3/5 majority in both houses. And they certainly have that number. Remember, they have a super majority in both the House and in the Senate. So whatever they come up with, whatever they concoct or cook, is probably going to pass the Maryland General Insane Asylum. The only question left is, will it pass legal muster? Can the Republicans do anything to stop this in its tracks? And finally, it'll be left up to us, the voters. And unfortunately, I don't have the official stats. I'm thinking about, you know, usually it's about 90% or higher of things that make it to the ballot on a referendum usually pass, especially in this state. So the only question here is whether they're able to now redraw districts. There was a rule that prohibited crossing the Chesapeake Bay to redraw a congressional district. That is now going to be under attack. They're going to try to change that. And the goal here is to eliminate the lone Republican representation or voice in the congressional delegation. That would be Andy Harris's seat in the first district. That's the goal. They want it from 7-1. They want to go to 8-0. Can they be stopped? And we'll tell you how we got here coming up here in just a second. We'll also hear from the governor and Hakeem Jeffries. As it is official, August 3rd through the 5th. And they're going to run that right up to the deadline, because the deadline to get it on the ballot is August the 5th. So just the slightest little wobble could set this thing apart. But do the Republicans have the firepower to get that done? That is the question. It's 8:13. I'm sorry, 6:13.
Oh.
Ooh, fast forwarded there for a second.
I like it.
It's 8:13 somewhere, probably out in Newfoundland or whatever. Time for an update on traffic, weather on the threes. Here with the latest is Chuck the Body Whitaker.
The wreck on 95 South near the Caton Avenue Bridge is gone now. They cleared from the right shoulder, so all of that very quickly back to normal there between 395 and the ramps at the Beltway on the southwest side. We mentioned earlier some rain, and there has been some rain shower activity on the parkway, Arundel Mills down through Powder Mill Road through there. There's a report. I have not seen any impact yet that there may be a tree down. No impact, but maybe there. Southbound BW Parkway in the area around the Anne Arundel and the Prince George's County line, and maybe there in the right lane. That's the report. So we're watching to see if we start to get a backup there on the southbound side. It was already a little bit slow for the traffic coming north towards 198 and 197. So keep an eye on that. You'll have construction again today. They're working in an area that had some storm damage on Harford Road. near Cub Hill Road out through Long Green Pike. And later on, probably in the next half an hour or so, construction northbound 95 in Harford County in the area at Route 24. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, mostly cloudy today. A few stray showers still hanging around. Highs in the low 80s, overnight temps in the low 70s. Again, scattered showers a possibility tomorrow. And highs in the upper 80s. So we still are going to have a little bit of humidity and wetness here based on the showered again last night. Overnight again and yesterday afternoon. So, again, but we do need, because they had a bad drought for most of the year. Right now, 68 and cloudy in Reisterstown. It is 72 in Ocean City. Time for some one-liner news after new allegations. Maine Democratic Senate candidate Graham Plattner may suspend his campaign. They're saying the Democrats are handing the race to the GOP on a silver Plattner.
Oh, my.
California DMV is requiring 11,000 newly licensed drivers to retake their written test after unexplained anomalies were found. If they don't take the test within 30 days, their licenses will be revoked. It's California. I think you should give them a citizenship test first.
That would absolutely be helpful.
Si, senor. Maybe even a saliva test might be appropriate in some.
No comprende.
Yeah. High-rise in Manhattan that's being renovated had to be evacuated. Did you see this yesterday? Interior walls were buckling.
Yeah,
steel beams were crumbling, and the building started to droop. And bricks were falling from the building. You'll never guess who was the, this was the former headquarters of?
The View.
Pfizer.
Oh.
Ah!
It's ironic. Of all the buildings, it could not stand erect. It's this one.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. Just incredible. Some people blaming Mom Donnie.
Yeah, why not?
But he didn't build. They're saying it's faulty steel.
Probably, is it probably, the heat? And so this, I mean, it should, anything should withstand
steel.
That. Your
well,
housing
steel
people
should not do that.
Sake.
Steel girders do not buckle like that unless it's, maybe even it's fake steel. Musical based on the life and songs of Dolly Parton is coming to Broadway in 2027.
I can officially announce that Dolly, a true original musical, is coming to Broadway. And you're invited. It's about where I really come from. What I've lived, what I've lost, what I've loved, and how I found my way and told it in my own words. Now, the musical has some of my big hits, plus a lot of brand new songs that I've written just for the show. And the Broadway performances start in New York City later this year, and I can't wait to share it with all of you.
Yeah, I think you should call it Phantom of the Opry.
That sounds like a...
you know what? I just thought. It must be 8:15. The jokes have gotten rotten in the last 2 hours. Time to get out of here.
I think it's probably just going to be Dolly with an exclamation mark. That probably makes the most sense.
According to people sit in the first three rows, though. That's a problem.
According to a new survey of moviegoers, the perfect length of a movie, 88 minutes.
Hmm.
And they tracked that down to how long the average length of a normal-sized human bladder could hold a 54-ounce Diet Mountain Dew. That's all it could take, folks.
That makes sense.
Minutes.
There's no intermission anymore. I don't
like really long movies. You know,
last intermission we saw when we all went to see Gettysburg when good old Les was in it.
Yeah,
and they had an.
They used to have intermissions.
Yeah, they played that stupid music and let's go
movies,
out
like
to the
King of Kings
movies
and all that stuff.
It can't be as bad as the jingle. Let's all go to the lobby. That's one of the.
Oh yeah, with the dancing popcorn and stuff
and the hot dogs.
And that was seeing it straight.
It's not good when you see a bunch of hot dogs dancing.
No, it's not.
Hey, it's a National Video Game Day. We came up with our own little video game. You know how Pac-Man, you ever play Pac-Man?
Oh, my God.
Well, I came up with
like
this idea.
Staple.
Instead of Pac-Man, we'd call it Traffic Man.
Oh, my God.
And the Pac-Man will be just the head of Chuck Whitaker. Instead of the gobbling of the dots, they would be traffic cones. And then you would get points whenever you came across. Like, look, there's a cheeseburger.
And if he, you know, goes, beer, 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 you know,
right.
His head spins around.
And then,
whatever.
Of course, you know, pizza, and you could have maybe a nice ribeye or something for the grand prize, whatever. But
a drumstick.
Exactly.
Don't encourage him.
I'm sorry.
Don't encourage him.
Sorry.
I know he's
sorry,
the boss,
sorry.
But don't encourage
sorry.
Him.
Sorry.
I think it has great promise.
Traffic man.
Yes, it does. It's just wonderful.
Oh, man. I'm going to see if somebody will come up with that. You know, if we get one of these guys.
Somebody's techie.
Why don't you come up with this? Why don't you come up with some better jokes?
How right.
Oh, Maggie thinks they're funny.
She has no taste.
Well,
I've known her too long. She has no taste.
She knows I have no taste.
She's on this show.
I'm surprised she's not up at the rest area on 95 somewhere.
We're off and running here, folks. Chuck's in a couple.
I'm not. I'm just sitting.
That's right. You're just rotating like a rotisserie. Right.
Rotate.
Rotate this.
6:20, 20 minutes after the hour. Again, what are your thoughts on the special session? 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. How did we get here? Again, we'll take a look at that coming up in just a second here. You're listening to Casey and Company on WCBM.
The moment you arrive at Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, the aroma alone will have your mouth watering. Freshly roasted pork, daily caught seafood, and homemade desserts that taste just like mom made. You'll find everything you need to prepare a great holiday feast all in one stop. And don't miss Twin Brooks Furniture for incredible ideas at unbeatable value. Open Thursdays and Fridays, 9 to 6, and Saturdays, 8 to 4. Start a new holiday tradition with your family at Pennsylvania Dutch Market on York Road in Cockeysville.
Grandma's coming! Grandma!
No. Ugh. What am I going to do with this house? I don't have the energy this year to listen to her critique my cleaning and how this place looks.
Call Maid Pro!
I know. I'll call Maid Pro. Their 49-point checklist will keep your grandmother quiet and get this place back in shape and up to her standards.
Can we have candy, please?
Oh, God.
Call Maid Pro, 410-529-5960 or maidpro.com, because grandma's standards aren't standard.
If you own a business, you cannot afford to be overlooked. 680 WCBM has been helping Maryland businesses for over 102 years, helping you reach an engaged audience that values local business and responds to your strong messaging. With radio, digital, and social media, 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County can create a campaign to deliver results. Visit WCBM.com today to start growing your business.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
6:22, 22 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock. Instead of calling a special session to address the pressing financial needs of the state, a looming $4 billion structural deficit, which is going to facilitate a massive sales tax increase next year in the next session, and perhaps who knows what else. We're just going to go grab for more political power based on a supermajority, dominant, corrupt Democrat Party here in the state of Maryland. And, of course, let's not forget they have not made the living in this state any easier in the last session. Skyrocketing electric bills with no real relief in the future. There's no answer on how they're going to provide more energy for us. So they're going to be, we're all going to be facing rising electric bills for years and years to come, because nobody's doing a damn thing about it. Going to be much more expensive to live. And talk about affordability, much more expensive to live here in the state of Maryland. Largest tax increases in history last year. All those vehicle license fees, permit fees, all those went up, skyrocketing as well. So none of that was is going to be addressed in this special session. No, it's all about how Democrats can plot and scheme to acquire and retain more power, this time in redistricting. So we'll get to that coming up in just a second. 6:23, traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's the King, Lugnuts Johnson.
Looks like there might be a problem. 95 southbound. I can't see it. The camera shot is south of Route 32, and whatever it is south of Route 32 on 95 south. So between there and 216, I looked at the a little further down at 198 to see traffic going south. So there are some lanes open. I'm assuming now that this is probably an accident southbound on 95 after Route 32. A lot of folks already exiting there, and on that side of the ramp as you exit, there's a tractor trailer sitting on the right side to the shoulder of that ramp. But right now we're getting a backup developing on 95 south at Route 32. We've had some rain on the BW Parkway and a report of a tree down southbound in the area of the Prince George's and the Anne Arundel County line on 295. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, mostly cloudy and dry today. Stray showers are possible. Highs will be in the low 80s. Tonight, low 70s. Scattered showers and some rain possible again tomorrow. Upper 80s for the high on Thursday. Right now, it's mostly cloudy, 71 in Dundalk, and it is 71 in Glen Burnie. Special session, August 3rd through August 5th. They have the votes. I think they have the votes. I think there's only a couple of incumbents that got tossed out, I think. Was it five total? I think it was five total incumbents, so I think that's not going to affect the vote margins, even if they don't come back, because remember, they have to come back for the special session. Their people they lost to won't be seated till January of next year or so, but I think they certainly do. I don't think they'd be calling a special session if they didn't have the votes, let's put it that way. They know that up front. So that's number one. But again, just a couple of months ago, remember Hakeem Jeffries made a visit to the State House. To lobby for this redistricting special session. And remember, it was Bill Ferguson was the line in the sand. Electric Bill Ferguson, he was afraid that that 7-1 advantage could go 6-2 or, God forbid, 5-3 in this coming fall in some of the congressional districts, that is. Especially CD6 would be most interesting. But then he changed his mind because why? Well, he had a primary opponent. He had that guy, what was his name? Bobby LePin, I think, that was running, you know, the naked guitarist during COVID. That's nice to see how Democrats really, he only lost by, a couple thousand votes or whatever, but, there wasn't that much turnout to begin with. Anyway, Electric Bill Ferguson no longer has any opposition to challenge him, so now he can do whatever, Westmore wants him to do, and that, of course, his call for this special session. But here, Hakeem Jeffries and the governor were confronted by Mackenzie Frost at a press conference. Again, this was right around the time of, I think it was early April in the special session.
Is not disenfranchising people. The point is enfranchising people.
So would you be okay if the map ended up being 5-3?
I just want to make sure that Maryland has fair maps.
Senator Jeffries, you say that this is in the best interest of the people of Maryland. If the map is 8-0, would that leave Republicans, who represent about 30% of the state, out of representation in Congress when they have one member right now on the Hill?
I would argue that it's a competitive map that allows for three or four districts at any given point in time to be won by either a Democrat or a Republican.
First off, does anybody believe that Westmore's intent is to enfranchise people? Do you think he really would like to enfranchise folks in these districts will be drawn with that in mind? That, and the same with Hakeem Jeffries. He says in several of these districts that it could go either Democrat or Republican. Well, how's that worked out so far? I remember the days when people of Maryland were enfranchised, and it was a 4-4 split. 4 Republicans, 4 Democrats. Now, some of those Republicans were more moderate or center-left Republicans, but they were Republicans. 4 out of 4. It was a split. Then after the redistricting of Governor Glenn Denning, that flipped it to 6-2. And then after O'Malley, it was 7-1. And now the goal is 8-0. So you can see how, how do we get here? Whose fault is all of this? I can't blame the Democrats because, you know, this is what they are. This is what they do. This is who they are. We should all know that. None of us should be surprised by this naked, pure grab at power. This is all about, removing voters, eliminating the competition. They want to eliminate Republican voices. That's the end game. The Democrats won't be happy until they have every seat in the House and every seat in the Senate and the governor's mansion. Then there'll be no opposition. Let's face it, the left doesn't want opposition. They want to silence dissent. They want to mute the opposition. And this is just another attempt to do that. So we get here for a number of reasons. One, we've got a lot of low information or no information voters here in the state of Maryland that really don't know. They don't care. Just because it's tribal politics, just because there's a D next to the name, oh, they must be good. They must be good for me. They must be good for schools, whatever, and automatically vote. Or they vote the way the family has voted for, you know, decades. That's number one. Number two is a very weakened Maryland GOP. Let's face it, they are not an opposition party. They're controlled opposition at this part. I think that's a big, and then of course, last but not least are voters in general, especially the Maryland Republican voters. When 83% of Maryland Republican primary voters sat out this last primary, then that pretty much explains everything, doesn't it? If you can't motivate yourself And a lot of people complain. We've had people call this show and complain and then tell us that they didn't vote. And then, again, we'll vote in the general, whatever the case may be. I'm not picking on anybody. I just think that that's the mindset. Maybe it's apathy, whatever the case may be. But that all has to change if we're going to change the whole nine yards. Thinking about updating your kitchen before you overpay or get stuck waiting too long? Talk to my good friend Mike and his team at Elegant Kitchen and Design, Chopper Road in Baltimore County. They help homeowners with fast turnaround, competitive pricing, quality cabinets and countertops. Whether you're replacing old cabinets, upgrading your countertop, or planning a full kitchen remodel, Mike and his team can help make the process easier and more affordable. Stop by their Baltimore County showroom or go to elegantkd.com. That's elegantkd.com. Tell them I sent you. 6:30, time for news headlines with Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. Anthony Brown is joining 20 attorneys general and the governors of Kentucky and Pennsylvania in suing the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development. The lawsuit alleges that HUD has unlawfully capped funding for permanent housing projects. It also claims that HUD has undermined the continuum of care, which supports housing programs for the homeless and people with housing instability. In June, HUD announced $1.3 billion in cuts for permanent housing programs. The plaintiffs say that would result in tens of thousands of people losing their homes. And an Essex man has pleaded guilty to federal child sex abuse crimes. 67-year-old Luis Berunda Snapchatted and texted with a 15-year-old California girl in 2023 and recorded sex acts with the teen during a trip to California. The same year, he communicated with an undercover law enforcement officer who was posing as a minor and was arrested when he followed through with plans to meet the girl. The investigation led to the discovery of devices containing child sexual abuse material. Berunda faces 15 to 30 years in federal prison. And a Baltimore woman is charged with attempted murder and domestic assault in Minnesota for an alleged incident involving her daughter. 35-year-old Jasmine Laws is accused of holding her 15-year-old daughter's head underwater on July 5th during an outing at West Battle Lake in Otter Tail County. On Tuesday, prosecutors charged Laws with second-degree attempted murder, domestic assault by the strangulation, and two misdemeanor counts of domestic assault. Laws faces more than 23 years behind bars if convicted on all counts. And Fox 45 reports that detectives continue to investigate a triple stabbing in Northwest Baltimore on Tuesday night. 6:32 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. You have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it. We're local and family operated. We bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar, buy an as-is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. Housesforcashbaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single-family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
6:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Slowing on 95 as you're going south through Howard County. The wreck apparently is south of Route 32 and before Route 216. The new information just came in. Says it's been moved to the right shoulder, but the backup is still there. So if you're traveling south for Route 100 and Montgomery Road and you're going south, you'll hit that backup. And we'll keep an eye on that, but it's pretty solid right now, right there at the ramp. At Route 32, we do see some traffic exiting there and then going over to the BW Parkway. But we had some rain earlier, and a tree was reported down on the parkway near the ramp between 198 and 197. Morning construction is getting underway now. Harford County, they block a lane northbound I-95 at Route 24. The ongoing construction and delays on Harford Road near Cub Hill Road. We're looking at a little more than a five-minute delay now southbound at the old Harbor Tunnel. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. Mostly cloudy and a little bit drier today with just a stray shower possible. Temperatures in the cooler but still humid, low 80s. Partly cloudy and mild tonight as temperatures fall back into the low 70s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, same as it ever was for the Birds last night on two counts. One, they couldn't hit a left-hander. This time, Matthew Boyd of the Cubs in last night's 5-2 loss at Camden Yards. Here's manager Albernez asked in the postgame, is the team desperate to find a solution?
No, it's not desperation. I think it's we're trying to problem solve left-handed pitching, and Matty Boyd, his right-left splits are not as drastic, so it was a good opportunity to get a lefties in there.
Boyd pitching six innings last night of shutout baseball, seven strikeouts. The O's did touch up the Cubs' bullpen, but not enough. Adley Rutschman, a two-run single in the seventh. And then here's the other thing. Baltimore in the exact same spot they found themselves a year ago. They're 42-50 and in last place in the American League East. In fact, at 12.5 games back today, the Birds are actually one game worse than a year ago in the standings. They were 11.5 back after 90 in 2025. Elsewhere in Major League Baseball, a former Oriole last night enjoying an historic night.
Oh my. Oh my. This is deep. You've never seen it. 10 RBIs by a Pirate. Ryan O'Hearn, the first Pirate with a 10 RBI game.
Greg Brown had the call on Sportsnet Pittsburgh. Ryan O'Hearn, the former Oriole, traded at the deadline a year ago, becomes the first in Pirates history, becomes the 11th player in MLB history since the RBI became an official statistic in 1920 to knock 10 of them in a single game. The Pirates romp over the Braves. 11-2 was the final. Meanwhile, history of another kind made in Atlanta, Georgia.
Red shirts racing back as fast as they can.
On Fox, Enzo Fernandez header in stoppage time capped a three-goal comeback in the final 11 minutes. The defending champs overwhelm Egypt 3-2 the final, marking the first time in Cup history that a team has won a knockout match in regulation after trailing by two goals in the 75th minute. And in a sidebar here, Lionel Messi with a goal and an assist. Messi now with 21 career World Cup goals, the most of all time. Wimbledon, busy day with number one Jannik Sinner and number two Alexander Zverev advancing. Seven-seeded Novak Djokovic as well in an epic five-set, five-hour, 15-minute match. On the women's side, seven-seeded Coco Gauff coming back from down a set, gets past four-seeded Jessica Pegula, and 14-seeded Naomi Osaka, who just beat the world's number one, loses to 10th-seeded Karolina Mukova in straight sets. The time now is 6:37. When we return, the seat is getting hotter for Mike Elias.
Looking for the perfect shooting experience? Come to Free State Gun Range, the friendliest gun range in town. Don't forget to ask about our brand new gold and silver memberships. Enjoy unlimited range time, advanced lane reservations, and exclusive discounts on firearms, accessories, and training. Visit us right now and take advantage of our extensive inventory of firearms and accessories. Visit freestategunrange.com or stop by today. Free State Gun Range. Shop, shoot, improve.
So over the last couple of years, Sean, we've changed a bunch of players. We've had three managers now.
Right.
And the Orioles are in the exact same place they were a year ago at 42-50. And so the question is...
And last place in the American League East.
And as I mentioned, they're actually a game back in the standings from last year.
Right.
So the question is, do you look above the manager's slot and see what's wrong up there?
I think you have to. If you're the owner, how much more can you take as far as you got to... You have to see progress. And that's the case. And in this we're almost stagnant. And or sliding backwards. We're not seeing progress. And some of the players are getting better. Obviously, you got Basayo and a few others. You got some bright spots. But you go down this roster, you know, pitching is a problem. Fundamental defense is a problem. And I think whatever. You can talk about analytics. You can talk about going back to the Oriole way, the way that Ripken's taught it. But something needs to change.
Well, so you talk about progress. He took over in 2019. Here's the progress, right? From 2019 to today. Fifth place, fourth place, fifth place, fourth place, first place, second place, fifth place, fifth place.
Right.
So the progress, we were having progress, and now we're back down again.
Yeah.
And so one of the things he did, by the way, you talk about analytics, he totally changed the approach. He came in 2019, he fired the staff. He fired 11 scouts. I don't know if you remember that or
yes,
not.
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Right.
And then he went to analytics. And this is the product that we have here.
Right.
So, yeah,
no, what would
I
be
would
interesting
agree.
Is that these teams that are perennial contenders every year, the challenge that are up there, you know, the Yankees are there and
Dodgers,
of course, and so on. So I know they're big market teams, but what are they doing?
Money.
You know, what are they doing? And they have money that they can spend on their farm systems, that they spend on the scouting system. Are they using analytics? I would behoove Rubenstein to take a look at these teams. And if it is money, well, there's not much you can do because you're not a big market team. But what else are they doing that are making these other franchises successful?
Look, I think everybody uses analytics, so I'm not going to fault Elias necessarily for doing that. I think the Orioles are heavily reliant on analytics. I think the problem is player development. I don't think the drafting is an issue. I think drafting has been pretty good. But once they get drafted, what happens? And, you know, Adley Rutschman, for all that he's done well, he's really regressed the last couple of years. Gunnar Henderson now all of a sudden has regressed. Right. Jackson Holliday has never materialized. What happens to these players? They're drafted number one, number two, whatever, for a reason. But why don't they develop in this organization is the question.
That's a good point. It's hard to make the show, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Gary. 6:40, 20 minutes for the hour of 7 o'clock. Let me read you some headlines here this morning. Abigail Spanberger's Virginia has become a hotbed for illegal immigrant crime, according to the Department of Homeland Security, after the latest rape charge there. Immigrant truck driver admitted to the U.S. under Biden, allegedly kills UMass soccer star, spoke no English whatsoever. Pennsylvania State Trooper Michael Pahira killed by an illegal alien Haitian truck driver in a crash right before 4th of July. ICE agent guns down illegal alien in Texas who allegedly tried to run him over with a car. A three times deported illegal alien kills a 6-year-old American girl after running a stop sign at high speed. The mother and 4-year-old brother were seriously injured. These are just, again, I could do this every day, these stories. And the reason why I wanted to share those stories with you, because I do think it's time. President Trump has done an amazing and phenomenal job in securing the border. Crossings are down to a bare minimum, if at all, any at all. The problem is, what do we do with the, 20, 25, 30 million illegal aliens in this country? And I've said repeatedly, they all have to go. And right now, the new Secretary of Department of Homeland Security, like Kristi Noem, was the first secretary under Trump. She did okay. But I don't think she didn't knock it out of the park. And the second is Mark Wayne Mullen, the former senator from Oklahoma. Now, I can tell you right now, the numbers are in. And 948,000 total deportations in 18 months. Out of whatever number you want to use, 20, 25 million, 30 million illegal aliens. And they said they were focusing on the criminal illegal aliens first. Well, guess what? We still are having issues with illegal alien truck drivers, with others, drunk drivers, and those in the gangbangers, and so on and so forth. So we're going to have to accelerate this thing. And DHS is now dragging its feet on getting out the specific number of ICE arrests made during Mark Wayne Mullen's first 105 days as the Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security. And as of June 24th, as I said, deported 948,000 illegal aliens and arrested over 981,000 illegal aliens. Important to note, these numbers are inflated because they include arrests under ICE, CPB, and the United States Coast Guard. So, again, we really don't know how many arrests ICE are making, but they're really going to have to expedite these and step it up. And that is something that we urge President Trump to call on Mark Wayne. I tell you, the one that I don't understand why he's not the director of ICE is Tom Homan. Okay, that to me was a slam dunk, no-brainer. Why would you pass over Homan and make Kristi Noem the DHS and then Mark Wayne Mullen and take him out of the Senate when you had the guy right there in front of you? All right, that's a head-scratcher. 6:43, traffic and weather on the freeze. Time for an update. Here's the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
895 southbound, the Old Harbor Tunnel. Nothing major, but you're on brake lights now around the Eastern Avenue Bridge. So about a 7 to 10 minute delay from there. 95 is still running okay at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Nothing early yet, at least on the Beltway or the JFX. Our problems are down to the south. We had the wrecked tractor trailer and a car involved. 95 southbound after Route 32 and before Route 216. Apparently now on the shoulder, the backup is still there, and it's still pretty solid right at Route 32. So as you're traveling south from Howard County, trying to work your way down to the Capitol Beltway, some of that traffic was deflecting and then moving over to the BW Parkway. So continue to watch out for that. I've not seen any big problems early on 95 north except for the construction zone, and they work during the rush hour. We say it all the time, northbound 95, they take away a lane at Route 24 in Harford County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, mostly cloudy and dry today, stray showers possible, highs in the low 80s. Right now we're partly cloudy. I see a couple of streaks of sunshine. 71 in Dundalk, 67 in Bel Air. Let's head out to the Chuck Wagon. Latest items trending, the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners in the name of Butterball Johnson.
I want to buy 8 hot dogs, but no one sells 8 hot dog buns. They only sell 12 hot dog buns. So I end up paying for 4 buns I don't need because some big shot over at the Wiener Company got together with some big shot over at the Bun Company and decided to rip off the American public.
There's an easy answer for that. Buy more hot dogs.
Buy more hot dogs.
Buy more wieners.
Yeah, buy more wieners, exactly. So you'd have 16 wieners and 12 buns. So you'd have 4 leftover wieners. Maggie, what would you do with a leftover wiener?
I'd stick it in the fridge.
Ooh, that scared me for a minute.
Let's
what
move on.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. I think my heart just stopped.
Oh, my God. Dave's Hot Chicken. Teaming up with Marvel for the new X-Men meal.
Oh.
X-Men 97 was a retro-inspired series. One of Marvel's animation's big surprises last year. So now, of course, they're teaming up with Dave's Hot Chicken to launch the X-Meal. Includes either Dave's Number 4, one slider with fries, or a 10-piece order of Dave's Bites with fries, plus 1 of 4 collectible X-Men toys. You can choose from Cyclops, Jean Grey, Wolverine, and Storm, if you're X-Men fans.
Cyclops.
Yeah,
he always keeps an eye out.
Yes, he does. Burger King's original chicken sandwich just got its biggest update in years. They have the loaded jalapeno.
Oh, there you go.
Original chicken sandwich and the club original chicken sandwich now available at participating Burger King. Of course, the jalapeno gives a little spicy kick to the chicken sandwich. Good stuff. Really good stuff.
Yeah.
IHOP launching a new Dubai chocolate pancakes. I haven't tried the Dubai
Neither
chocolate.
Neither have I. That's what I was just going to say. What is this fascination?
Well, is it like pistachios
Dubai
and chocolate together? Is that what it is?
I don't know.
There's a lot of salty, sand in sweet it. Sweet kick.
A lot of sand in it.
And it's oil. Good fiber.
It's an oily sandwich.
That's the base.
That's right. A little chocolate oil with some sand flakes.
That's going to put a hurting on you.
This is more up your alley.
At the end, anyway.
Corn dogs are selling like hotcakes over at Sonic these days in July. 99 cents for a corn dog right now. Again, on the following days, the next one coming, oh, we just missed one, July 9th, that's tomorrow. So you can get a 99-cent corn dog tomorrow at Sonic's, participating Sonic's, I should say. The Sonic app users also get 4 mozzarella sticks for just $1.49. So there you have it. And you're not, hey, this is a good one for you, Chuck. Sonic app membership not required for the 99-cent corn dog.
Good.
There's no club or any kind of app. You could just go in there and grab a corn
tomorrow
dog.
Tomorrow at Sonic, and there's a few around here. You can get a 99-cent corn dog.
You've got 2 hands. You can have 2, boy. I'll tell you something.
Okay, 1 in each hand. I've seen Chuck driving with a corn dog in each hand down the road before.
Oh,
guess what I was driving with.
Ouch.
All right. That visual is just, it's disturbing.
I'm cruising down the road.
Disturbing on so many different levels.
Yes.
All right, Chuck, we'll see you in a couple.
Thank you, Mr. Casey.
You're quite welcome, Mr. Whitaker. 6:48, 12 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. This is something, like, the president's very busy right now. He's at the NATO summit. He's got, Iran is acting up again. At this point, I mean, I know he wants to be known as the peace president. He's done amazing jobs as the peace president, but I just think that you're going to have to finish these people off, you know, once and for all. And I don't know how you do that without putting boots on the ground. I think you're going to have to. We want to get out of this. We don't want this war to linger through the midterms, that is for sure. But Iran is proving to be, even while they're allegedly at the negotiation table, they're still striking tankers in the Strait of Hormuz, and we hit them again hard last night again. And then we just pulled their licensing for being able to sell oil, so not an easy solution, but hopefully President Trump got the answer on this one, because we certainly got this mindset. You thought we got rid of the first two rounds of leaders. Well, it's a little deeper than that, and I think everyone assumed that once the Ayatollah and then the next one, the Gayatollah, once they got hit pretty hard, that they would change their tune. That hasn't happened as of yet, but it still could. We'll keep our fingers crossed. 410-922-6680 is our number. 1-800-WCBM-680 coming up in just a second. Unfortunate tragedy in Gwin Oak as two siblings were found shot inside their home in Baltimore County. Just an incredibly sad story, and it's something that, it's concerning for folks. We have an opportunity to change directions this fall with a different Baltimore County executive, different approach, and we'll see if that will make a difference or not. If you're a grill master, and if your backyard is set up looking a little looking a little old and tired right now, head over to Town Appliance in Owings Mills right now. They've just extended their biggest event of the year all through the month of July. You can up your game with the absolute best outdoor brands in the business, like Heston, Weber, Coyote, XO, and Lennox. Everything you need to build your ultimate backyard oasis. Town Appliance has over 70 top brands, and both mayors are ready to help you find the perfect fit. Plus, ask about their flexible financing options as well. Make Town Appliance your grilling headquarters. Visit townappliance.com for more information.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.Real Estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at Renovation.Real Estate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
In a world of rising grocery and gas prices, jacked up interest rates, and increased insurance rates, there's one thing that remains an incredible value. In fact, it's free with no monthly fees. Download the WCBM mobile app today for your favorite shows, news, sports, traffic, and weather, and all the info and entertainment you need. Listen or stream us live. Download the app and stay connected with Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
FYI, Ed Hale Sr. going to join us a little bit later on this morning at our 8 o'clock hour. Going to talk about the campaign analysis and dissection. What does the future hold for Ed Hale? And how the Maryland Republican Party can mount credible opposition to Governor Wes Moore coming up a little bit later on this year. We're less than 4 months away. Hard to believe. It'll be here before you know it, this election cycle. You know, in spite of a number of Baltimore County elected officials telling us that the rising crime problem in Baltimore County is nothing more than perception, I think Mike Ertel is one name that comes to mind, and some of the others, there are ongoing issues you can tell the parents of these two siblings and a fatal shooting of both of these juveniles Tuesday night in the Woodlawn neighborhood near Gwin Oak. And we'll get into that in just a second and hear from Police Chief Robert McCullough. But these parents are dealing with reality and not perception. So we'll talk about that in just a second. 6:53, traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, here is the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
It's a 95 Howard County. Is still that delay. It's a tractor-trailer and a car involved southbound between Route 32 and Route 216. It was on the right shoulder, apparently, but they're looking at it. They can see it, and we still have the troopers in that area as well. So the backup there, just looked at 175, not quite back to there, but definitely slow at Route 32. So some traffic still exiting there and then going over to the parkway and then southbound from there as the detour route. Nothing early yet onto the Beltway. Both the tunnels have been running with the lanes open, but expect at least some delays on 895 southbound as you're working your way south through Eastern Avenue and eventually into the Old Harbor Tunnel. But it's only a speed reduction at this point. The two construction zones are underway. They're working again today, Harford Road between Cub Hill Road and Long Green Pike. And, of course, the contractor likes to work during the rush hour. They block a lane in Harford County, northbound 95 at Route 24. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, mostly cloudy, dry, except there is a slight chance of a stray shower later on this afternoon. Highs will be in the low 80s. Overnight temps in the low 70s. Tomorrow, scattered showers possible, upper 80s for the high. And this is just a tragic story. Police are investigating this fatal shooting of two juvenile siblings last night in Woodlawn area near the Powhatan Elementary. Officers entered the home and found two juveniles, a 15-year-old and a 9-year-old, deceased from gunshots. The victim's parents arrived home to find the children inside the home with gunshot wounds, then called the police. Police did not indicate if a weapon was recovered from the home or whether this is whether there was any forced entry. They are looking for a suspect. Here is Baltimore County Police Chief Robert McCullough.
But this is something that's horrific. It's tragic. It's something that doesn't happen in this community here. I've worked here for a long time, and the worst things we get here are speeding complaints, noise complaints, neighbor complaints. Never have I seen something like this before in this neighborhood. And we've tragically lost two juveniles, one age 9 and another one 15. My heart goes out to this family. My heart goes out to this neighborhood. My heart goes out to the other children that may have gone to school or played with these two youths.
So, I mean, my immediate thoughts are, who breaks into a house and proceeds to shoot and kill two children? That probably posed no threat. So if it was a home invasion, obviously they wouldn't, maybe they just wanted to remove all witnesses. And obviously maybe they thought or knew that the parents weren't home at the time. Maybe they thought the home was empty, and when they invaded the home, when they broke into the home, they discovered the two children and decided to kill them anyway and remove all witnesses. That's one possibility. The other is that this could have been juveniles. And again, I don't know anything about the 15-year-old. And we don't know, again, have no idea if there was, if there are problems there at a school or something else, or if this was gang related. There are any number of possibilities, and we don't know because we're not getting any help from the Baltimore County Police. And I understand this just happened last night, but clearly they're saying they're searching for a suspect. And we don't know whether there was a sign of forced entry or not. If there was forced entry, obviously that's a home invasion. If there was no forced entry, that means that somebody in the house either knew them and let them in, or somebody knew how to get in the house without forcing that entry. So there's a lot of unanswered questions here. But this is, you know, again, this is reality for these parents that now have to live with this tragedy, this horrible tragedy, horrific tragedy, in which now both their children are dead. 15-year-old, one's a girl, one's a boy. And the fact is that they can tell us till they're blue in the face that Baltimore County homicide rates are declining, that non-fatal shootings are declining, But we know that there is been an explosion of juvenile thug crime in the county. And these elected officials, I think, you know, at some point you're going to have to address this. You're going to have to. People don't feel safe in their own homes. That's a problem in Baltimore County, Baltimore City, or anywhere here in the state of Maryland. If you don't feel safe in your own home and don't feel safe in your neighborhood, then that is a huge problem, I think, for our elected officials and for the so-called leaders. And we've not seen any kind of concerted effort by Kathy Stelfmeyer. Or, again, now you got Julian Jones, who will be running against Pat Dyer. I know Pat Dyer is a Law and Order guy. Julian Jones likes to think he's a Law and Order guy. But we really haven't seen any indication of that yet as the chairman of the Baltimore County Council. So we'll get to that a little bit later on as well. But just getting your thoughts here is something that we, you know, we talk about all the time, those of us who live in Baltimore County, and watching some of our neighborhoods flip. Some of the neighborhoods are changing. Some of the neighborhoods have increased amounts of crime. Cars are broken into. Tires are slashed. Windows are smashed. Things go missing. And we just, you know, you call and the police are, you know, they can only do as much as they can. They run a patrol car through every couple of hours, but that's still not enough. So that's going to have to change going into the fall. I think crime is going to be of great concern to Baltimore County voters. Well, hopefully we'll see. All right, 7 o'clock is listen to Casey and Company. Coming up next, we'll take a look. The SBE is going to conduct its own investigation.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBN, Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. When it comes to the U.S.-Iran ceasefire, President Trump says, as far as he is concerned,
I think it's over.
The president speaking at the NATO summit. Following an exchange of fire between Iran and the U.S., Iran attacked several tankers in the Strait of Hormuz. The U.S. then responded, hitting Iranian military targets, and then Iran lashed out at Bahrain and Kuwait. The president has harsh words for the Iranian leadership.
As far as I'm concerned, it's just a waste of time dealing with them. They're liars. We make a deal, and if I make a deal with him, we have a deal, and he goes out, he talks, we make a deal, everyone's agreed, no nuclear weapon, we make a deal, they go outside, talk to the press, they say, we never even talked about it.
Along with the military action, the U.S. has revoked a license authorizing the sale of Iranian oil, and oil prices are on the rise this morning. More troubling allegations surface against a Democratic U.S. Senate candidate.
There are growing calls for Graham Plattner to drop out of the race in Maine. This comes after an ex-girlfriend of Plattner is alleging that he broke into her house almost 5 years ago and sexually assaulted her. The woman coming forward with specific details in interviews with Politico and CNN. New York Senators Democrats Chuck Schumer and Kirsten Gillibrand urging Plattner to leave the race. Plattner has a July 13th deadline to drop out in order for Democrats to replace him on the ballot. Laura Winters reporting.
In New York City, it appears that crews have managed to stabilize a midtown Manhattan high-rise. Buckling columns and sagging floors at the construction site forced evacuations yesterday in and around the building. The building's a former Pfizer headquarters. It's now being converted to luxury apartments. On Wall Street, the Dow futures are down. Blue chip futures down about 564 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Hey, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries. It's a health insurance alternative at half the cost. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/wellness. While insurance companies tell you when to join, what to pay, and where to go, CHM is different. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other Christians. You can enroll, switch programs, or leave at any time. Christian Healthcare Ministries. It's a world of difference. CHM has 4 flexible programs. You can pick any certified doctor, surgeon, or hospital that you want for eligible care. So make the switch. Take your paycheck back from health insurance this year. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/wellness. That's chministries.org/wellness.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 703. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather.
weather on the threes.
83 South, if you're coming down between Belfast Road and Shawan Road, there's a report of a vehicle maybe off the roadway and into a ditch at that location. That's the initial report, so you'll have the fire department in that area. Heads up for that. Report now of a vehicle fire at Philadelphia Road at the intersection at King Avenue. Fire department has just pulled up into that area. 95 South in Howard County, still slow with an accident with a tractor trailer and a car on the right shoulder southbound between Route 32 and Route 216. That's still a pretty good size backup on the southbound side. It's taking an extra 10 minutes or so to get through that area. Really not too bad right now with the heavy traffic and some slowing southbound at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBS.
Your Fox 45 forecast, mostly cloudy and a little bit drier today with just a stray shower possible. Temperatures in the cooler but still humid, low 80s. Partly cloudy and mild tonight as temperatures fall back into the low 70s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
69 degrees in Abingdon and 68 in Owings Mills. At 7:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Fox 45 reports that after months of back and forth, lawmakers will head back to Annapolis next month for a special session to consider a constitutional amendment language surrounding redistricting in Maryland. Senate President Bill Ferguson and House Speaker Jocelyn Pena Melnick announced the General Assembly will return to Annapolis August 3rd through the 5th. The decision comes after months of a pressure campaign from top Democrats in the state and beyond, including Governor Westmore and U.S. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries, to redraw Maryland's congressional boundaries. And with the primary election over, candidates are looking ahead to November. There are still many questions that remain about the mail-in ballot printing error caused the state to send replacement ballots to a 500,000 Maryland voters. Officials with the State Board of Elections are hoping to get some of those answers during their next meeting. The winning Maryland lottery pick three was 955. The pick four, 5627. 7:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Is your roof leaking? Do you have water spots in your walls or ceilings? Do you have leaks around your chimney or skylights? If so, then you may need to repair or replace your roof before that damage escalates. Call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700. Wallace Roofing, family-owned and operated, is your full-service roofing company, specializing in steep and flat roofs, all types of metal roofs, gutters, downspouts, and skylights. They do residential and commercial roofs. Getting a roof repaired is something most homeowners dread, and when the roof does need repair, it's important to get not only the finest quality materials available, but a fair and reasonable price on installing those materials as well. So if your roof is showing signs of wear or other problems, call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700. 410-655-3700. Wallace Roofing does roof repair and replacement. Call Wallace Roofing today. Wallace Roofing, 410-655-3700. MHIC number 1566. Wallace Roofing. Remember, above all, a good roof.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Sports at 7:05, brought to you by Farnan and Dermer, offering same-day service. Mention my name and get a $99 AC tune-up from the Comfort Guys, my guys. Well, it wasn't like the Birds didn't have chances last night against the Cubs.
And Rutschman grounds the ball through the right side. That's a base hit. It scores one. Alexander makes it two. A crazy throw. And both runners move up.
Kevin Brown had the call on Masson. Adley Rutschman's two-out, two-run single in the seventh made it 4-2 Cubs and left runners at second and third for Gunnar Henderson. But the O's shortstop struck out swinging, and down goes Baltimore, 5-2 to Chicago, into the cellar in the American League East. After the game, manager Al Bernaz deflecting the question on Gunnar not coming through.
Yeah, I think any player that's in that spot, you know, you want them to come through. You want it for them. Then you want it for us, and you know, when Gunnar Henderson is at the plate, I think any pitcher is gonna heighten a little more focus, and that's a testament to him.
Gunnar Henderson not coming through for the Birds leaves him at 42-50 on the year after 92 games, same record as a year ago. Elsewhere in the division, Rays beat the Yanks 6-4, the Jays over the Giants 9-3, and the Red Sox beat the White Sox 8-1, dropping the Birds into last place. And finally, a recent U.S. Supreme Court ruling has energized a renewed push in Maryland to restrict girls' sports teams to biological females. Maryland State Delegate Kathy Shalega called the Supreme's decision a boost for legislation that she has tried to pass in Maryland for the past 5 years without success. She said she plans to return to Annapolis with a similar measure for a sixth attempt. Coming up in 30 minutes, a postmortem on U.S. soccer. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. For dependable heating and air conditioning in Baltimore, I trust Farnan and Dermer, keeping homes comfortable for 125 years. When your system breaks down, no matter what the season, they offer same-day service most companies can't do. If you're thinking about upgrading, get interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems, plus BGE rebates up to $3,000 on high-efficiency units. Tell them Gary sent you and get an AC tune-up for only $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys, and they're my guys.
From Columbia to Germantown, from Fort Meade to ABG, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. We've been talking about the special session, which is now going to be scheduled for August 3rd through the 5th, as the Democrats, in a pure, unadulterated power grab, calling a special session to try to eliminate Andy Harris's seat. But that won't happen for a couple of years. They want to change our Constitution to ratify their hijinks and their political shenanigans. Will Marylanders fall for that is the big question. All right, coming up in this hour, Wes Moore has now shifted his press strategy. It's more of a national focus. Gee, I wonder why. More on the Plattner fallout. And we can tell you that Mitch McConnell is alive. That's according to Scott Jennings, who I think is a credible source. I'm getting a grimacing from the other side of the glass here this morning from Kristen. But our top story here today is the State Board of Elections is going to conduct its own inquiry into the mail-in ballot massive failure. You remember how that went? They sent the printer took the blame on the mail-in ballots, and some 500,000 replacement ballots had to be sent out. Of course, we didn't have any answers as to what exactly happened, who proofed them, who didn't proof them. Did the state have any role in this? The printer's taking the falling on the sword, and they're going to be invited July 23rd at a State Board of Elections meeting that is going to be made public. So it'll be in front of all Marylanders, in front of the entire nation, to fess up or to tell us exactly what happened. As of July 5th, roughly one-third of primary votes cast by mail, that's nearly 300,000 votes, elections officials in Baltimore City, Anne Arundel, Baltimore, Howard, and Montgomery counties reported this week they had received roughly 9,000 original ballots from voters who had not also submitted a replacement ballot. So they got the original ballots. They didn't listen to the instructions to ignore those ballots and instead send in the replacement ballots. It's just a mess. It was a ballot catastrophe. And a lot of folks, including Maryland and federal officials, want answers.
Maryland voters deserve an election system that is administered with competence and accountability.
This incident further erodes confidence by voters.
What precautions did you have in place to prevent this type of an error? And what are you going to do in the future to make sure it never happens again?
That's State House of Delegates member Robin Grammer, along with the Assistant Attorney General for Civil Rights Division, Harmeet Dillon, and with Virginia Congressman Morgan Griffith. But the SBE itself debating among themselves as to, you know, what do we do? Do we hold an independent inquiry? Do we do our own inquiry and first and then do another inquiry? They debated that recently at a meeting.
Unfortunately, we've become a national story.
Questions still remain.
It's basically the elephant in the room.
The taxpayers have a right to know who's paying for these mistakes.
Yeah, we have an absolute right to know. And again, Jim Shalek, he's the vice chair, along with Jared DeMarinis and Victoria Jackson Stanley, debate whether or not this should be an independent inquiry or should they themselves lead the inquiry.
Are we going to have an inquiry, review, whatever you want to call it, independent of what happened?
I believe that we'll make sure that Taylor comes in. We're going to do our lessons learned, and we're going to present that. But we'll bring Taylor in front of you, the board here, for the July meeting, so you get to ask your questions.
It is important that we are transparent. I agree with that. But it also gives us an opportunity not to have an independent entity get ahead of us.
Yeah, God forbid an independent inquiry get ahead of the State Board of Elections so they can't manage the outcome or the results. Sorry, I just don't trust you. I think they all be nice people. I applaud Jim Shelleck for trying to get an independent inquiry. We'll hear from him in just a second. But it's clear to me, it's painfully obvious, they want to manage the results of this inquiry because it's embarrassing politically. And who knows what else might come out of this inquiry. 713, traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
Thanks. We're looking at 83 South after Belfast Road. We had a report about 20 minutes ago. There was a vehicle off the roadway into a ditch was the initial report, southbound between Belfast and Shawan Road. I'm looking at what appears to be just the beginning of the backup here right after Belfast Road. So I want to give you a heads up for that. I'm coming down the highway there pretty quickly, and then right after Belfast Road, there are some brake lights. It looks like traffic is getting by, but of course 83 is only a two-lane road anyway, so there is some impact there. The wreck apparently had a vehicle fire at Philadelphia Road at King Avenue in Baltimore County, and with that, Baltimore County Rescue was there. Medic units, Baltimore County Police, all there at the scene. 95 South, Howard County, getting a little better now. The wreck has been on the shoulder for a while after Route 32. There's still a speed reduction through there. I don't think you need to detour at this point, but it is taking 7 to 10 minutes or so to get through that area, and then much better after 216 and eventually down to the Capitol Beltway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, mostly cloudy and dry today. There might be a pop-up stray shower here or there, but highs will be in the low 80s today. Right now, cloudy 71 in Millersville, 70 in Middle River. Time for our MAGA movement update.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back. Our confidence is back. And the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
President Trump is in Ankara, Turkey, attending the NATO summit, and he said that he was disappointed in NATO, and if it wasn't for Turkey, he probably wouldn't even attend.
Yeah, I was very disappointed with NATO, and frankly, if it weren't held in Turkey, where my friend happens to be a very strong leader, a very strong person, it's possible that I wouldn't have attended. I felt I had to attend because of the fact that, you know, I know he's gone all out. It was a big thing to have NATO come to Turkey or any place else. It's a big thing. But we weren't treated well because we did something in Iran. We don't need anybody's help. I didn't even want their help. But before I asked, they said they wouldn't be there. And we've invested trillions of dollars in NATO.
Yeah. Trillions of dollars in NATO, and when we need them, again, look, NATO is us. Let's face it, the Europeans are useless for the most part. Now the president is contemplating pulling troops out of Europe. He hinted at that at yesterday's meeting at the NATO summit.
And in a way, I was testing people. I was testing to see whether or not they'd be there, because I've long said that we help them, but I'm not sure that they'd be there for us. And Italy turned us down. And Germany turned us down, and France turned us down. And it's okay. But, you know, why are we spending hundreds of billions of dollars and they're not there for us? We've always been there for them.
Yeah, we always. Italy, UK, Germany, France, World War One, World War Two. And the fact is, they're not there when we need them. And Spain's been awful. In fact, President Trump said yesterday that maybe we should cut off trade with Spain. Because they have been, and you look at this, I think it's time. I think it's time that we do pull troops from Europe, bring them back home, guard our borders, reconstitute our military, make sure it's as strong, stronger than ever, and let Europe pay for its own defense. Why should we have to pay any money to defend Europe at this point?
Agreed. Just as an aside, I found Trump's comment very interesting there, where he said he was really just testing them. And so, and I do think that's interesting, because I think in a lot of the things that Trump does, I mean, we say he plays 5D chess, sometimes he says things or does things we don't understand, not just in this particular situation, but I mean in anything, domestic or foreign. And I do think that sometimes he says certain things or does certain things just to flush people out. Now, maybe NATO, this one should have been obvious, obviously, you know, but sometimes he's just got to get people on record, I think, that they're not doing what they say they're going to do or what they're supposed to do or whatever. But just as an aside, sometimes when I think when people get frustrated with President Trump, I think there's always a method to the he's got several things. That's 5D chess. He's got whatever the stated purpose or mission is. But I think that there's other purposes as well for everything he does, just as an aside. But he actually admitted it this time, so I thought that was interesting.
Yeah, that's a good point. Also, let's not forget Greenland. Greenland is still on the map as well. So he's got that in the back of his head, what's going to happen with Greenland. So you're absolutely right about that. So Iran is misbehaving once again during the 60-day ceasefire negotiations. U.S. military launching powerful strikes against Iran yesterday for retaliating for the murderous Mad Mullahs attacking vessels in the Strait of Hormuz. Tehran hit three ships, including a Qatari natural gas vessel. U.S. CENTCOM began launching a series of powerful strikes against Iran as well. U.S. revoked Iran's oil sales authorization after the tanker attacks. By the way, the Trump effect is working. Toyota is bringing production of its popular truck line back to Texas from Mexico, which will create thousands of new American jobs. A Trump-appointed federal judge has smashed a ruling by a foreign-born activist judge, which reinstates the critical voter system to root out illegal alien voters. So that was a key win yesterday for President Trump and for the country. The federal judge has now also rejected the Justice Department attempt to subpoena the 2020 Fulton County election workers, saying that the statute has expired. You're supposed to keep records 2 years after a federal election, and that, of course, expired in 2022. So they're definite cover-up mode now. And the Justice Department is sending election monitors into three Democrat-run cities in Michigan, to monitor the coming midterm election. It was shenanigans last time out. By the way, a police officer, the Judicial Watch successfully petitioned and got the release of the body cam footage from Capitol police officers on J6. And it's out now. And there's like hours and hours and hours, and people are just starting to get through this. In one exchange, a Capitol police officer reveals 350 FBI agents were ready to deploy on the ground on J6. What the heck? 350? Why would you need so many FBI agents? What were they up to? What was their mission? What were they assigned to do on that day? We need more answers to these questions now. What happened to the J6 Commission under Speaker Johnson? We haven't heard much from Barry Loudermilk in recent days. Just incredible. By the way, the beautiful new I-95 highway sign directing travelers at Palm Beach to the President Donald J. Trump International Airport was unveiled in Florida over the weekend. And that's the way it was 535 days into the new golden age of America.
And we are just getting started.
Don't forget the best of Casey and Company, available each and every day at WCBM.com, our Facebook and Rumble pages. It is brought to you by the law offices of Michael E. Friedman. Check it out.
Looking for a fun, family-friendly day out? Visit the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, your one-stop destination for authentic Amish food, friendly faces, and over 20 stalls filled with handcrafted goods. Enjoy fresh flowers, fruits, veggies, and the best seafood and meats around, plus sweet treats baked fresh daily. The smell will draw you in, and the experience will keep you coming back. Open Thursday and Friday 9 to 6 and Saturday 8 to 4. The Pennsylvania Dutch Market. So much to see, smell, and savor.
Contractor Sean Casey here. When a kitchen or remodeling project gets held up, it costs you time and money.
That's why contractors should know Mike and the team at Elegant Kitchen and Design in Baltimore County. They help keep projects moving with fast turnaround, competitive pricing, and quality cabinets and countertops. From cabinets to granite, quartz, and quartzite, they can help you stay on schedule. Stop by their Baltimore County showroom or go to ElegantKD.com. That's ElegantKD.com. And tell Mike and the team Sean Casey sent you.
Hey everyone, Kim Klasick here. I'm inviting you to join me for the second annual Putting Social on August 20th from 5 to 8 p.m. at Turf Valley Resort.
Oh yeah!
This is not your average golf outing. It's a fun, casual five-hole putting challenge with delicious hors d'oeuvres and a cash bar.
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious, and don't call me Shirley.
Come out and compete, or just enjoy the vibe with friends and new faces. Here's where it gets exciting.
Yes! Dude, I am totally stoked.
The top five scorers from the opening round will join me for a long-distance, one-hole championship putt. The player closest to the pin wins the grand prize, which is a private round of golf with me and three guests, including green fees and cart.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Tickets are just $40. Get yours today at WCBM.com, and I'll see you out on the green at Turf Valley Resort.
A quick update of the top stories at 30 minutes past the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
7:23, traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, Lugnuts Johnson.
83 South, if you're coming down from Belfast Road towards Shawan Road, again, there was a vehicle apparently went off the roadway, ended up in the grass southbound. So there's a speed reduction here after Belfast Road. Once you get to Shawan Road, and then you're good really all the way down to the Beltway. Nothing out of the ordinary on the Beltway. The tunnels off and on have had some slowing this morning southbound. Last check, which was about 10 minutes ago, we were still clear at both the Harbor Tunnels. I'm heading there right now just to check on 895 South at Eastern Avenue. Yeah, it's beginning to slow there just a bit. And 95 Southbound was busy going into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. And looking back here at O'Donnell Street, it's clear there. So at the top of the hill, maybe some minor slowing just before you get to the Keith Avenue ramp. Baltimore County is still out with an accident and a vehicle fire at Philadelphia Road at King Avenue, and we're still slow. This wreck happened a good while ago on 95 southbound in Howard County. We're still backed up from Route 32. The accident was on the shoulder as you're moving south on 95 towards Route 216. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, mostly cloudy, dry today. Maybe a pop-up shower here or there. Highs will be in the low 80s. And right now we're looking at 67 in Forest Hill, 72 in Glen Burnie. We're talking about the State Board of Elections now is going to hold its own inquiry. Not an independent one, but one of the vice chairs of the State Board of Elections, his name is Jim Schalek. Thank goodness there is some semblance of sanity on the State Board of Elections, and unfortunately, it's just not enough. He is arguing for an independent inquiry and to be most transparent with the Maryland voters and the American people as to what the hell happened here with the ballot catastrophe in Maryland.
I just think the public would be more satisfied, be more transparent if we didn't inquire, investigate, whatever you want to call it, ourselves. Mr. Chair, what if we screwed up? What if an independent inquiry showed that we screwed up?
I don't believe your members are in disagreement with you. I believe your members are saying to you that they would like to have a first brush.
Yeah, they want to get their hands on it first.
Yeah, and cover it up.
That's what they do, you know. And again, I applaud Jim Schalek and for wanting to have an independent inquiry. And let's not forget that Harmy Dillon is looking into this, as and Congress might continue to look into this. I hope they don't let this go, because I think we deserve answers as to how this happened. And look, there's history here, Kristen. Taylor Printing is the state's fourth vendor since 2012. We've been through four of these vendors. Vendors have sent ballots with missing pages, printed envelopes with incorrect postal codes, provided the wrong return envelope, which routed ballots to a different county altogether. And recently, ballot vendor SeaChange quit in the middle of the 2020 election cycle after the state board blamed them, sound familiar, for proofing errors during the primary. SeaChange says, we don't want the business. We don't want the headaches. We're out of here. So I think, to me, I think, you know, when you point the finger at somebody else, it usually points right back at you. And I think that the State Board of Elections got a lot to answer for.
Well, according to Jared DeMarinis, you know, if you have any concerns at all, that's just misinformation, because they're apparently above making any mistake. But no, there was zero urgency from most of the members of the State Board of Elections. And I wanted to read something else. There was also a lack of urgency from the Maryland Republican leadership over this, as we talked about. And Sally Taylor, who is a listener, and she was recently a candidate for delegate for one of the seats in Carroll County, made this post yesterday, which I couldn't have said it better myself. But she shared first a post from the Maryland Senate Republicans that just said, you know, shared an article about this saying, finally, the Maryland State Board of Elections is calling the vendor responsible for sending hundreds of thousands of Maryland voters. Which, by the way, I don't know that we believe the vendor really is responsible. But anyway, this is the kind of accountability Republicans have been pushing for, blah, 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 blah. And so Sally Taylor said, yeah, this is a nice post, but in the end, too little, too late. The state Republican leader should have been speaking up on May 14th when this first occurred, or at least when we first knew about it. The State Board of Elections, showing no concern, did not convene until May 28th and let the unelected bureaucrats send out another 400,000 plus ballots, and you wonder why people didn't show up to vote in this year's primary, end quote.
That's an excellent point that she made there, because with all of this happening now, going all the way back to Ellen Sowerbrey in 1994's election, there are a number of voters that I talked to. They're like, why should I bother? It's all fixed. The system's corrupt. They control who gets the ballots, who counts the ballots. Remember, it's not the vote that counts, it's who counts the votes. That is key here. And so there are some people, not me and not you, but there are some people that say, why should I bother? I'm not going to vote because it doesn't matter, because the system is corrupt. It's broken.
But the other problem is, why is there no urgency on the Republican side? Because they didn't act. And we had several conversations about this on the air and off. You can't wait until after something happens to do something about it. You can't undo an election. We saw that in 2020. You can't undo anything after it happens. So I understand they have limited power here, but I don't see any urgency from them except for a strongly worded letter or a strongly worded Facebook post. Oh boy, I bet the Democrats are shaking in their boots.
I guarantee if it was the Democrats, they would have filed. They'd have found a judge,
yeah,
or they'd have found a lawyer or some law, or that to file an injunction to stop it in its tracks, because that's what Democrats do. They're very effective at it. Mark Elias and the rest
of
the
they find a way. And we have the DOJ on our side right now, so why didn't we take advantage of that? Maybe if the Biden administration, God forbid, were still in, we wouldn't have had any help. But we could have had the Trump DOJ behind us. So do they? Are they? You know, we got to ask ourselves again: are they incompetent, or do they not want to win? We got to answer that question.
Opposition. That's what all they are. Sad. 7:30, time for the latest news headlines, and with the update, here's Maggie.
Thanks. Good morning. Fox 45 reports that Baltimore police are searching for the suspect, who they say assaulted a taxicab driver while attempting to carjack the victim. Officers were called to the 1500 block of Russell Street in South Baltimore on July 3rd at approximately 10:45 p.m. According to the department, the 66-year-old taxicab driver had called 911 after he reported his customer attempted to carjack him. The driver told responding officers when he refused to comply, the suspect began assaulting him with a chain and even smashed out his driver's side window. The suspect fled before officers arrived, but according to dispatch audio, the crime was caught on surveillance. And Democratic leaders in Maryland are calling lawmakers back to Annapolis next month for a special session focused on reshaping the state's congressional districts, a move Republicans say ignores more urgent problems facing residents. Governor Moore is calling the legislature back for the session to deal with redrawing Maryland's congressional map. Republicans said Moore has turned down requests for special sessions on juvenile crime, affordability issues, and the state's massive budget deficit, but is moving forward with the session tied to changing the Constitution in a way they say would enable extreme gerrymandering. And the Harford County Sheriff's Office identified a victim who died and another who was injured in a shooting at a house party in Falston on July 5th. Authorities said that they responded to a chaotic and rapidly evolving scene in the 2300 block of Willowvale Drive after receiving reports of a shooting. The Sheriff's Office said that the shooting occurred during a large party at a home. The owner of the property was not there at the time of the party. Social media posts from the homeowner indicated she was in New Orleans, but law enforcement said she's been contacted. The party was organized by the homeowner's adult son, and authorities said that tickets were sold for the party through online app. 7:32 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know, in times like these, with market swings, tax uncertainty, constant headlines, having a clear retirement strategy matters more than ever. Now, you've worked very hard to build your savings. The next step is making sure that your plan is built to protect what you have and support the future that you want. That's why I recommend to you Paresh Shah and Shamik Shah with Safe Retirement Solutions. Paresh and Shamik are financial educators and trusted radio hosts right here on WCBM. They work with individuals and families to create retirement strategies that are designed around long-term security, clarity, and peace of mind. If you'd like a second opinion on your retirement plan, call Safe Retirement Solutions today. It's 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. You can schedule an in-person or Zoom meeting. Again, 410-266-1120, or just go to pearshaw.com.
7:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
We still have delays on I-95 in Howard County. The wreck more than an hour ago southbound involved a tractor trailer and a car between Route 32 and Route 216. They've been looking at it the entire time. They could be relocating. Some of the vehicles were still backed up, and now the backup southbound is almost back to Route 175, and now northbound got involved. They're looking at it on the opposite side of the roadway. So if you're coming up on 95 from 198 and the Prince George's County line, that's the reason for the backup as you're working your way eventually up towards Route 216. Vehicle off the roadway, some slowing southbound on I-83 between Belfast Road and Shawan Road. Baltimore County still working on the wreck. A vehicle fire was involved at Philadelphia Road at King Avenue over on the east side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, mostly cloudy and a little bit drier today with just a stray shower possible. Temperatures in the cooler but still humid, low 80s. Partly cloudy and mild tonight as temperatures fall back into the low 70s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Orioles starter Shane Boz pitched well enough to win last night, but the Birds' bats fell silent for the second straight game, a 5-2 loss to the Cubs, sending Baltimore in the last place in the American League East. Now, Boz started strong, retiring the first eight he faced until a two-out walk in the third led to three Chicago runs.
Any walk is usually ends up hurting you, but, yeah, especially with two outs there. And then walked another guy later that inning. But, yeah, you know, it's just one of those things where you got to either pitch around it in the moment or don't walk anybody. So
Boz pitched six complete last night, three runs allowed, his record, however, falling to 4-9. Elsewhere in Major League Baseball, a former Oreo last night enjoying an historic night.
Oh, my. Oh, my.
This is deep. Brown had the call on Sportsnet Pittsburgh. Ryan O'Hearn, the former Oriole, traded at the deadline a year ago, becomes the 11th player in MLB history since the RBI became an official statistic in 1920 to knock in 10 in a game. First as a Pirate, as Pittsburgh romps over the Braves 11-2 the final. O'Hearn numbers on the year, by the way, 16 homers, 61 driven in. Today marks the first day without a World Cup game since June 11th when the tournament began. But what a send-off we had yesterday in Atlanta.
Red shirts racing back as fast as they can.
Paul was on Fox. Enzo Fernandez header in stoppage time capped a three-goal comeback in the final 11 minutes as the defending champion Argentina overwhelms Egypt. 3-2 was the final, marking the first time in World Cup history that a team has won a knockout match in regulation after trailing by two goals in the 75th minute. A sidebar here, Lionel Messi with a goal and an assist. Messi now with 21 career World Cup goals, most of all time. Postmortem on the U.S. performance in this year's World Cup, a cup which saw the Americans win as many matches in this tournament as they had in their previous four. Of course, all that momentum drying up in the 4-1 loss to Belgium. Listen to this from a panel of of Canadian soccer commentators.
A year ago, they got thumped by Switzerland 4-0 in Nashville. They were beaten from start to finish in that game as well. Mm-hmm. They got soundly beaten by Belgium in March. They got soundly beaten by Portugal in March as well. So there's nothing about their performances in any of those games that suggests that they should be thinking that they can beat them.
And they're not wrong. Definitely proud of the U.S. team for getting where they went. A long way to go, however. The time now is 7:37. When we return, will the U.S. team actually get there?
Tommy's Antiques and Collectibles, where hidden value is waiting in every room. Up in the attic, we're buying vintage trains like Lionel American Flyer. Down in the basement, Baltimore beer memorabilia from Natty Bo and Gunther. In the dining room, flatware by Kirk and Steve. In the bedroom, costume jewelry. And don't forget that safe packed with coins. At Tommy's Antiques and Collectibles, we come to you, buy on the spot, and we're trusted throughout your neighborhood. Call Tommy's today at 410-344-6603. 410-344-6603. We look forward to meeting you.
Well, now you got my dander up.
Dander?
Yeah. Canada? Known soccer hotbed? Trolling the U.S.?
Partly why I did it.
Canada exited before we did, I FYI. Love it. I love number
it
one.
I love it when your dander gets up.
And number two, you know, how's that hockey going there, Canada? Both men's and women's team got smoked by the U.S. In the Winter Olympics.
You're the best. See, pressing buttons this morning. Pressing your buttons. Hey, and I don't disagree, but I just thought that the comment was accurate. And it is accurate, no matter where it comes from, Canada, the U.S.
Yeah, look, they were a mild surprise this year. They were not favored in any expert's opinion to challenge for a World Cup.
Yeah. So here's the issue, Sean, okay? It's really a math problem. Take a look at this. Belgium beats the U.S. 4-1, right?
Right.
Do you know how many people Belgium has? What their total population is? Just over 11 million people. Right. We have over 300 million, 350, 360, whatever it is. You know how many boys under the age of 20 play soccer in Belgium?
I would imagine most of them.
Yeah. 10% of the population. Right. They have 1.25 million boys under the age of 20 who play soccer. We have 3 million.
Right.
So we have 1% of our population playing soccer.
Oh, because we have so many other sports.
Exactly. Yeah. There's no room for soccer in this country at this time to really become what it is across the world. It's a math problem. And there's no money in it in this. Do you know how much the U.S. team makes from this whole endeavor? Each player? Each player is going to make $246,000 from this whole endeavor. Yeah. That's it.
Well, yeah, the same used to be with Canada. I would tell you this with hockey because I'm more familiar with hockey than I am with soccer. But same thing used to happen. Canada used to smoke us all the time in hockey. Then we came up with a national team development program where we picked the best out of every region. And they were sent to camps in Michigan and Minnesota and where we took the best of the best.
Correct.
And the guys that performed this year on the men's and women's hockey teams were all graduates of the national team development program. So same kind of thing. There needs to be a commitment made by U.S. soccer officials to develop soccer talent and get them on the right platforms and the right coaching so that they can be competitive at the world level.
That needs to happen. Yeah. At the same time, I would be shocked if it happens. I just don't think the U.S. Soccer Federation or whatever it's called is as organized and really is on the same page as all the other
sports. We thought the same of hockey years ago, decades ago, but it changed. I think I still am hoping that it'll change here as well, because we have some incredible athletes in this country.
You think it'll change in your lifetime?
Yeah, I do.
You do?
I do. I think we're seeing little progress, bit by bit. We'll see you another 4 years from now what happens. All right, thanks, Gary. 7:40, 20 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. New explosive allegation surfaces against Graham Plattner as the Democrats start pulling their endorsements. Senator Bernie Sanders, Ruben Gallego, and others, including Hiawatha, Elizabeth Warren, remember, she was his kind of guy. Now she's pulled her endorsement. One of our listeners says, does that make her an Indian giver? Great line. Love that one. But now the Republican girlfriend, Lindsey Feifel, said that he would pull condoms off. He would do it in a sneaky way. He wouldn't even tell me. Okay, that's New York Times kind of whitewashed her allegations, and of course, it's the Democrat, the liberal Jennifer Oracicott, that people are now putting great credibility in. A candidate that the main leftists want to replace Graham Plattner, his name is Troy Jackson, A radical group called Progressive Victory is outing him for sexual assault against a female colleague with a bottle that he threw at her. You can't make this up. So the replacement to Plattner has got a history of violence with women as well. Just amazing. And Plattner now says he's not going to drop out until he gets to name his successor. Oh, this is just too rich. I'm loving this. Wes Moore weighed in on Graham Plattner.
These are horrific allegations, and he needs to get out of the race right now.
Yeah, well, they are allegations. I mean, you know, again, what happened to innocent until proven guilty? And you can see that the whole Democrat Party now is throwing Graham Plattner under the bus. I think he's a horrible candidate. But didn't the voters of Maine speak? Just like we've seen in other Democrat primaries where Bernie Sanders got tamped down by Hillary Clinton. Chairman Joe got the plug pulled on him by Kamala Harris. This is the new Democrat Party. There's no democracy in the Democrat Party.
That's exactly what I was going to say. Are they infringing on their voters' decision here in the primary? I mean, the voters made a choice. That's the choice for their nominee. Now, I'm not saying if this guy is guilty of all this stuff, that's good, but that should have come out earlier. So I don't know. Something else is here. Do they want to choose the real nominee they want? Because I don't believe that the Democrats suddenly are clutching their pearls and believe all this, because they don't usually care about moral standards. So why now in this case?
I think they've got numbers. I think they got polling, internal polling showing that he's slipping, and they want to make sure they contest for this Susan Collins seat, and they don't think Plattner's the guy.
But do they want to pick someone else that like wasn't even in the running or couldn't have won a primary? I don't know. No. They got something else up their sleeve.
There's precedent for that.
Yeah.
All right. Very good. 7:43. Time for us to choose your fake news. So give us a call if you want to play. Grab some WCBM merchandise. Call right now. 410-922-6680. 1-800-WCBM-680. And several listeners want to know if the Traffic Man video game is out yet. No, it's in development. We're working on it, folks. We'll let you know when it and if it becomes available. Yeah. But here he is right now. He's available to steer you clear at 7:43.
I think the Democrats are clutching more than their pearls.
Yes, you're right about that. Especially Graham Plattner.
Leave it at that. Southbound 83 is still a bit slow here. It's a speed reduction. There was an incident southbound between Belfast Road and Shawan Road, and the vehicle was off the roadway initially. That was the report. So it looks like the state police are still there, and you'll see this backing and slowing after the bridge at Belfast Road. So you factor in an extra 5 or 6 minutes through that area. 95 still can't clear itself from a wreck in Howard County that occurred way a long time ago. Southbound 95 after the area of Route 32 and down around 216, still backed up southbound. Northbound is looking at it, and the northbound side is backed up. Even the service road is backed up, coming up from 198, affecting that ride from the Capitol Beltway. We had a vehicle fire that was involved in a wreck at Philadelphia Road at King Avenue in Baltimore County. We've seen some delays, the heavy traffic, especially on 895 south around the Eastern Avenue Bridge. 95, last check, was a little bit slow at the top of the hill at the Keith Avenue ramp. New minor accident just came in, Interloop at Route 1 in College Park in Prince George's County. Looks like it may be off to the side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Again, if you want to play Choose Your Fake News, now would be the time. Give us a call. Reserve your spot. 410-922-6680. 1-800-WCBM-680. Mostly cloudy and dry. Stray showers are possible still later on this afternoon. Highs will be in the low 80s. Overnight temps in the low 70s. Tomorrow, scattered showers are possible, and highs will be in the upper 80s. Right now, it is partly cloudy, 73 in Annapolis and 70 in Ellicott City. Once again, time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story, and you will be the winner. We've got WCBM merchandise, and we have some of Maggie's buttered popcorn along with some keychains.
Made it myself.
You know, and... we've got, a day-old corn dog, I think.
Last time I checked, my desk drawer was in there.
It was still in there.
If you want it.
Yeah.
You check your drawers? What'd you say?
No.
Oh, your desk drawer.
Every day. Before she comes on the show. Especially when the power was out.
Power's out. You can't flush.
No, you can't. With an electric pump, no, you can't. That was brutal. Brutal.
Yeah. I'm glad your power's back, because you were beside yourself.
A tad.
Most of us wanted to be. Never mind. Let's go. Let's see our contestant today. Wait a minute. We're having problems with the phones again. Hang on just a second. Let me see what's going on here. All right. Maybe you
do
have
you
to,
need me to do it?
I think I'm not you're going to have to put it on, Kristen. I can't. Our phone is shot. This is okay. Going on. Steve, are you there?
I'm here.
All right, Steve. Want to go first, second, third, or last?
I'm going to go last today. I don't feel too confident. Hey, can I go after Chuck with an explanation of why he chose what he chose?
Yeah, well, I'm not obligated to do that. Yeah, if you want. I mean, you know.
I'd like to do that. I'd like to know what goes on in that head of his.
Right. You don't want to know anything. You well, can't handle the truth.
We know that thoughts rattle around endlessly in that big cranium of his.
If I only had a brain.
That's right. Story one. Democratic radical activist Hassan Piker denouncing the party purge of Graham Plaidner. Piker said the Democrats need all the help they can get to win back the Senate, even if it means welcoming an alleged Nazi rapist. Story two, a Bigfoot hunter claimed to have found the legendary creature's corpse now says he has scientific proof the remains are real-life Sasquatch, and its DNA is part human. He says the DNA is 70% Neanderthal and 30% human.
Oh, like Niles.
Oh, no. I was just going to.
And story number three, Essence Magazine now trying to crown Supreme Court Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson as the next Ruth Buzzy Ginsburg. They're calling her, in a cover story, the People's Champion.
Yeah. What kind of people? She can't define what a female. I mean, well,
a woman. Right.
Good point.
All right, is it story number one? Democrat activist says Graham Plaidner should stay. Story two, Snake the Bigfoot Hunter says Bigfoot is part human. And story three, SS Magazine calls Ketanji Brown Jackson the People's Champion. All right, we will start with Kristen.
All right, again, they could all be true, and as crazy as this sounds. Yeah, I believe the Democrat Party story, the Bigfoot Hunter, I mean, he could say that, doesn't mean he actually found that, but sure, maybe somebody's saying that. I'm actually going to go with number three, although that seems like that should be the most likely to be true.
And Ken Christian votes for story three, Essence making KBJ the People's Champion. Maggie?
Why? Yeah, all could be true, but I got to go with number three.
All right, Maggie also goes number three. Chuck?
Well. He wanted to know why. I think three is probably true with that magazine, I would think. I'm thinking there are enough idiots in the Democrat Party. Probably one would say that. I'll go with one.
All right. Chuck goes with one. And Steve in Abingdon.
Wow. That didn't help me much.
That's what you asked for. There's my answer.
I did. I'm going to go with the 70% Neanderthal, 30% Democrat. Number two.
All right, Steve goes for number two. Everybody's across the board here today. Story number two, Steve, is a true story. Sorry about that, Steve. Thanks for listening and playing the game, yeah. That's what the guy claims. He's got DNA proof. I don't know.
Yeah, of course.
He should put up the proof for us all. And story number one, Chuck was the only one who voted for that one, and that's because it's fake news.
Oh.
Thank you very much.
So, wow. Chuck gets the best of
it. Out. He should have listened to me.
Yeah, that's
the
right.
The girl's bombed.
He wanted to know why. I told him why, and then he went the other way. Yeah, what the hell is with that?
Yeah, when Chuck gets cornered like that, it's like a rat. He'll just go right for the throat.
Yeah, rat.
Or Doberman.
Congratulations, Ooh, Chuck. You got the best of the ladies today.
Why don't you go back and talk on your phones that ain't working? Go ahead. Get out of here.
Hey.
Hey.
Boys.
What?
I'm sending you both to your room.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you, Chuck. We'll see you in a couple.
All right, Mr. Casey. Goodbye.
Goodbye. 9 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. Coming up at the top of the hour, a Maryland imam calling on his fellow Muslims to sacrifice their blood. Ed Hale Sr. joins us in our 8 o'clock hour as well to talk about the campaign and where he goes from here in the future. And proof that liberalism is indeed a danger to society. All still to come here on Casey and Company.
Over the next few minutes, we're going to turn our eyes to the market and how to control the uncontrollable. Brian Herbert is a financial and tax planner and a 5-star wealth management award winner with ProStatus Financial right here in Maryland. Ryan, I think we're all hyper aware of the fact that the markets have been volatile as of late. What I think most of us are wondering is, what can we do about it?
It's the consistency. It's having the plan
for your income and retirement, any income that you're having coming in from your portfolio should not be dependent on the stock market getting you a 5% rate of return or a 4% or 10% or whatever it happens to be. You want that to be unaffected by the market so that when we have times like these where we have so much volatility, you're not stressed about, do I have enough? Am I still going to be able to retire when I want? You want to have this consistent plan. If that's the kind of feeling that you want to have, if that's the kind of messaging and plan that you want from your financial advisor, I encourage you to sit down with Mike, myself, Catherine, Faisal, Sam, Andrew, a member of our team at ProStatus Financial, and we will put together your very own retirement plan that accounts for these crazy swings in the market, that accounts for that income that you need to have in retirement. But it all starts by giving us a call at 866-597-1040, 866-597-1040.
If you're 55 or older, have saved $500,000, and are serious about your retirement, congratulations. We're going to personally create a complete retirement plan for you. This includes a 401k X-ray and a portfolio protection plan. We'll also run an income analyzer so you can see how much income you can start to generate from your savings and make sure your retirement is protected and geared for growth. Call 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040. Or go to ProStatusFinancial.com and schedule your free 15-minute phone conversation today. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
A lot can happen in an hour.
Strap yourselves in, folks.
We'll update you at the top of it, just minutes away. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
7:53, traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's the King, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
Lanes are open at the Bay Bridge right now, 3 west, 2 east. No problems there. We're good through Sandy Point over to Ritchie Highway, the Severn River Bridge. Your morning backup is there at the top of the hill. That's the normal stuff, I-97 southbound at Route 32. It clears out after the bridge at 178, and then the junction is okay at I-97 and the ramp at Route 50. Beltway, nothing out of the ordinary on 695. There are some delays southbound at both the harbor tunnels. Our heavy traffic and delays from a wreck. They're looking at a wreck that was off the roadway on I-83 southbound. The slowing between Belfast Road and Shawan Road. You'll have a 7 or 8 minute delay as you're coming south through that area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 weather authority forecast, mostly cloudy and dry. Maybe a pop-up stray shower here or there today. Highs in the low 80s right now. Cloudy 69 in Reisterstown, and it is 72. Cloudy skies in Severn. So still, we talked about it yesterday, still a lot of mystery, speculation, rumor about the health status of Senator Mitch McConnell, who apparently suffered some kind of cardiac event, was found unconscious at his home on Capitol Hill, was taken to the hospital. We've not seen or heard from him in the last 2 weeks. His wife, Elaine Chao, left him and his bedside 3 days after the cardiac arrest and somehow had to go to China to meet with the vice president of China for some strange reason. We don't know what that is all about. I know Marjorie Taylor Greene is accusing her of being a spy for China. Again, I know it's concerning, but that's a very serious accusation that you make without any definitive proof, but her behavior is certainly questionable. That being said, Laura Loomer had said that she, her sources had indicated that Mitch McConnell was brain dead and that it was an organ failure, and that he was not coming back. John Thune and John Barrasso, Republicans, senators, fellow senators, said that they spoke with Mitch McConnell and that he is recovering. No word on whether he's coming back or voting. And in fact, I think it was Thune who said he was dialed in to what was happening in the Senate. Then comes Scott Jennings, and I do think Scott Jennings is a credible source, and not just because he's on our air here at WCBM, but he would have a lot to lose if he went on national television or radio and said that he talked with McConnell, and that did not happen. So he said yesterday that Senator McConnell did call him on the phone because of these rumors and speculation, and they had a conversation. Here is Scott Jennings on CNN.
All I can tell you today is all the rumors about him being dead or brain dead or, you know, being his body's being hidden somewhere. I've seen all kinds of crazy things on the internet. That's obviously not true because he picked up the phone and called me, and that was a good thing.
Well, that being said, and I do believe Scott, but I think the voters of Kentucky have a right to know what the health status is, not maybe exactly what the health problem is, but, you know, whether or not he is alive, whether or not he can return to his duties or plans to return to his duties as a senator. And you can do that with a picture. You can do that with a brief interview. I understand you're in a hospital bed recovering. You probably don't want to have your face plastered all over. But I do think he owes that to his voters, to say the least. Let the voters know what his status is.
Why would he call one journalist? I don't know. It's just very strange.
Well,
one journalist on the phone. Okay. But that's still not proof. And look, maybe Scott Jennings later, you're saying, well, he wouldn't want to jeopardize his reputation and say something that isn't true. But later he could say, I mean, look, we talk all the time about AI technology, or you can mimic people's voices. You can talk. I mean, it could have been anything. So I think you need a little more proof than that, like you say, and most of all for his own voters, but for the rest of the country too, because if someone's voting or signing something away, I mean, Mitch McConnell has a lot of power. So what's being done in his name while he's either barely alive or maybe already dead? I don't know. It's just very, you know, what's his wife? What deals is his wife cutting while they're trying to tell people he's still alive? It's a very, so when someone has that much power, yeah, we got. I don't care if he looks pasty in bed. We gotta see it.
Yeah, I mean, there's. I think an obligation, a duty to voters right now. And again, what is your health status? Are you planning on coming back? He's retiring anyway after this term, and so a lot has to do with what happens on the deadline for election. You know, if he doesn't return, so that you've got that. Apparently, Lane Chow's, I think, father or grandfather, I can't remember which, has a shipping company that is involved in China. So maybe they're worried about that. There are a lot of questions here regarding that. And I think that it's interesting. President Trump has not weighed in yet on the Mitch McConnell situation. I find that to be a little bit odd.
Because it is important. And we have a right to know. And again, like I was saying yesterday, they do play these games with some of these people. Like, they kind of did that with Ruth Bader Ginsburg. I know sometimes news can make a mistake, or people, you know, want to be quickly to report something, and there's a lot of rumors, so maybe they accidentally report something. But I don't know. It's like, they're dead, they're not dead, they're dead, they're dead. Oh, actually, they are dead. But so it's, it just makes you wonder, are they actually already dead? And whether it's just family needs some time to be notified privately, or are they trying to get other things done for their own motivations before it's announced? I don't know, but it's very fishy.
I will say, hopefully there'll be something in the near coming days that would indicate his whether he's dead or alive, and what his status is as to whether or not he's going to return to his duties as a U.S. senator, which we're already challenging to begin with. All right, coming up next, a Maryland imam calling on Muslims to sacrifice their wealth and blood. And he's right from right here in the Islamic Center of Maryland. It's 8 o'clock. You're listening to KC and Company.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. Amrit Thomason. President Trump says that while in his view the Iran ceasefire is over, negotiations can continue. This after the latest exchange of fire between the U.S. and Iran.
The U.S. military launched strikes on Iran early Wednesday. U.S. Central Command says it was to impose heavy costs after it says Tehran struck three ships in the Strait of Hormuz. Targets included Iranian air defense systems, radars, and more than 60 small boats used by the paramilitary Revolutionary Guard to harass ships in the strait. The U.S. also revoked a license that had authorized the sale of Iranian oil. Iran immediately warned Washington it would take whatever measures it deems necessary, and apparently retaliated with strikes targeting Bahrain, home to the U.S. Navy's Fifth Fleet, and Kuwait, home to U.S. Army forces. I'm Ben Thomas.
Senators Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren, among the latest Graham Platner backers to suggest that the Democrat drop out of the U.S. Senate race in Maine. At this week's preliminary hearing, lawyer Sir Charlie Kirk's accused assassin questioning DNA evidence presented by the prosecution. Emergency teams are racing against time in Venezuela, where two powerful earthquakes have left widespread devastation. Rescue operations have been hampered by damaged infrastructure, heavy traffic, and continuing aftershocks, making access to affected areas increasingly difficult. Venezuelan authorities say the death toll has risen to nearly 6,000, with tens of thousands left homeless after buildings collapsed. Town Hall News and our parent company, Salem Media, partnering with Christian nonprofit relief organization Food for the the poor to rush meals, medical kits, and other essentials to the quake victims. Listeners wanting to help can find a link at the website srnnews.com. Wall Street, the Dow futures down 517 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hey, I'm not one to say I told you so, but do you remember last year when I told you that Pure Talk was hands down the best wireless company that I'd ever used? Well, some of you were skeptical, but Consumer Reports just asked 120,000 people to rate every wireless company in America, including the big boys. Well, guess which company was the only company to get five stars in every category? Yeah. Pure Talk. Coverage, support, value, data. Five stars across the board. No service contracts, no cancellation fees, just great U.S. customer service on a crazy fast 5G network for a fraction of what you've been paying. I'm not going to say I told you so, but I will encourage you one more time to dial #250, say micro, and switch to a five-star American wireless company that won't let you down.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 8:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
The backup's still there. Howard County, the wreck earlier this morning, southbound 95 after Route 32 and before 216. Apparently at one point it was on the shoulder. Then they were moving one of the vehicles. They blocked the right lane again. So that delay is still there. And the northbound side is still looking at it. So there is a delay coming north from the ramp at 198. Back up here on 83 south, coming down through Hunt Valley and eventually from the northern part of the county, still slow after Belfast Road. There was an incident southbound off the roadway before Shawan Road. There's still a backup there. We don't have to get off the interstate, but it has created that delay on the southbound side. Right now, we're about 7 to 10 minutes southbound with the heavy traffic now at both the harbor tunnels and all pretty much the normal delays around 695. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, mostly cloudy and a little bit drier today with just a stray shower possible. Temperatures in the cooler but still humid, low 80s. Partly cloudy and mild tonight as temperatures fall back into the low 70s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
69 degrees in Randallstown, 73 at the Kent Narrows. At 8:04, hear the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Audiology Associates. Fox 45 reports that Anthony Brown announced that his office will not file charges in a deadly police-involved shooting in Columbia from earlier this year. On March 1st, around midnight, police responded to the 6400 block of Freetown Road in Columbia after Alexander Lamori called 911 to report that he was being harassed and blackmailed. When speaking to police by phone, Lamori made suicidal statements, authorities said. Upon arrival, police entered an apartment complex in an attempt to locate him. After not finding him inside, they exited the building and encountered Lamori approaching them from the parking lot with a knife in his hands. And with Maryland voters 4 months away from choosing their next governor, Governor Wes Moore's reelection campaign is unfolding on two fronts. There's a bare-bones effort in Maryland where residents are facing rising electricity costs, long-term state budget pressures, and continued questions about the governor's military records. The winning Maryland lottery number pick 3 was 955, the pick 4, 5627. It's 8:05 on Casey and Company. Steinhardt Sports coming up next.
I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. The past 35 years have shown advancements in every scientific field, and this includes how we as audiologists treat patients with ringing in the ears, also known as tinnitus. 85 million Americans suffer from tinnitus, and it is the number one disability experienced by our returning soldiers. Tinnitus is a constant sound in the ears that no one else can hear, and it can occur as a wide range of sounds. However, it is now treatable. If you suffer from tinnitus, let one of our doctors evaluate you and develop a treatment plan. Call our main number, 410-944-3100, or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans. So call 410-944-3100 when silence is not golden.
Now, Gary Stein on on sports.
Sports at 8:05, brought to you by Farnan and Dermer, offering same-day service. Mention my name and get a $99 AC tune-up from the Comfort Guys, my guys. Well, things went from bad to worse last night for the Orioles at Camden Yards.
2-0 to Pete. And that is ripped into right field. That's a base hit. Swanson in to score. The Cubs have a 2-0 lead.
Ron Ciambi had the call on the Marquee Sports Network. Pete Crow Armstrong's RBI single in the fifth, more than enough for the Cubs. Behind left-hander Matthew Boyd, Birds fall to Chicago 5-2, the final at Camden Yards. After 92 games, the Orioles are 42-50. That's the same record that they had in 2025. Meanwhile, don't look now, but here come the Red Sox.
Swings, hits a high fly ball deep to the left field corner. That one's sailing back there. A two-run shot.
Dave O'Brien with the call on the New England Sports Network. Say Don says, say hello to Boston's fourth win in a row. 8-1 over the White Sox. The Red Sox climb to fourth in the East, and the Orioles fall to last. NBA news, forward Chris Middleton heading back to D.C., part of a 16 trade that is frankly difficult to track. Middleton traded from the Mavericks to the suddenly interesting Washington Wizards. NFL news, former Cowboys defensive end Marshawn Nealon was posthumously diagnosed with stage 1 CTE. Nealon died by suicide in November of 25 at the age of 24. And Fox announcing the U.S.-Belgium game set another record as the most watched soccer telecast in U.S. history. 30 million, according to Fox. Previous mark was 26.4 mil, and that was the week before the Bosnia-Herzegovina game in the round of 32. Coming up in 30 minutes, a college football coach charged in the death of one of his players. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. If your heating or AC system gives you trouble, you need a company you can count on. That's why I recommend Farnan and Dermer, serving Baltimore for 125 years and one of the few that offer same-day service while others are a week or more out. Plus, take advantage of interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems and BGE rebates of up to $3,000 on high-efficiency HVAC systems. Tell them I sent you and get an AC system tune-up for just $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys. They're my guys.
From Milford Mill to Owings Mills, Memorial Park to Brooklyn Park. This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You're listening to Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us, am680@WCBM.com. Text into the show, use the free WCBM mobile app. Coming up in this hour, we're going to take a look at Wes Moore calling for the special session. That's a fait accompli now, of course. Electric Bill signed on to it. And also his new press strategy seems to be focusing on national press, not so much local press, which should give you an indication of where his ambitions are. Ed Hale Sr. joins us in less than half an hour to discuss the campaign and his future. Our top story here today is a Maryland imam at a mosque here in Maryland, the Islamic Center of Maryland, which is located in Gaithersburg. He was formerly at the University of Huntsville in Alabama and studied at Al-Azhar University in Egypt, which is kind of like the Harvard Yale of Islamic studies. His name was Raghab Abdulmanaim. And he, of course, recently, a video that's gone viral, in one of his sermons, is calling for his fellow Muslims in the Ummah, that's the Muslim community, to sacrifice something in the name of Islam. Here is what he had to say.
This something is really needed, to have some people to love their religion and to sacrifice for their religion, sacrifice their money and their blood and their wealth for the sake of Allah.
Well, a lot of people sacrifice for their religion. They can sacrifice their money. They can tithe. They can sacrifice their wealth. But it's the sacrifice their blood reference that stuck out to me. Does this imam envision this bloodshed taking place in the United States? The U.S. is where he lives. He carries out his duties as an imam here in the state of Maryland. When he calls for Muslims to sacrifice their blood, is he merely reflecting the teaching of the Quran, which calls on believers to wage violent jihad? It does, by the way. The second part of the Quran is the one that contains kill them whenever you find them, meaning the infidels, the kafirs, the non-believers, and strike their necks. Now, that's where the whole beheading thing came from. So this is a learned man. He is described on the website as imam and resident scholar right here in Maryland. I'm wondering if the Justice Department is going to take a look at his call for sacrificing their blood. I don't think he means a blood brother either. What does he mean? That is the question. Someone needs to call this guy, follow up, and say exactly what are you talking about when you say sacrifice your blood. Then, and this was in another sermon, he talks about the victory is coming. And again, this is a discussion, a sermon about the victory of Islam in America.
We believe that this victory is coming, and everything, all the affairs under the control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The people now, because we are in a weak situation, they start to evaluate things differently. They think that the victory under the control of the power of people, under the control of the most powerful countries in the world, they have a lot of weapons, they measure things based on the worldly affairs. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told the believers, is not under the control of people. Everything under the control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is one of the aqidah fear that it should be in the heart of the believer.
Yeah, so there it is, a call for a sacrifice of blood, a prediction that victory is coming here in the United States. And this is one of the so-called learned scholars of Islam that is supposed to be a moderate imam here in the state of Maryland at the Islamic Center of Maryland. So, again, we're going to have to keep our eye on this guy. And, again, when moderate Muslims are talking like that, it just does give you pause. 8:13, traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here is the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
I wish you would start here in Brooksville.
Yeah. Well, Tampa has another issue down there.
I know.
There's a large Muslim community in Tampa.
You're going to walk in here, your ass is going to limp back.
Yeah.
I promise you that. Okay. 95, southbound. This wreck has been here for 2 hours, southbound after Route 32. Still backed up, a little better than it was, but still backed up southbound. Northbound was backed up to 198. They were all still looking at it. Went over to the parkway. I figured eventually there had to be a big backup southbound on the parkway because that's where everybody went to get away from the backup on 95. So anybody south of Arundel Mills down to Route 32, down to Powder Mill Road, that's all backed up on the parkway southbound through there. That's where the overflow traffic went. It looks like now the incident on I-83 southbound after Belfast Road and before Shawan Road is gone. Looks like the pace is improving there. There is some slowing, heavy traffic south on the approaches to both the harbor tunnels. Two construction areas, we mention it every day, northbound 95 and Route 24 in Harford County, and they're still working. Had a lot of problems on Harford Road in the area at Cub Hill Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast, mostly cloudy, and it should be dry today. Maybe a pop-up stray shower here or there. Highs in the low 80s tonight. Overnight temps in the low 70s. Pretty much the same for tomorrow. A little bit warmer tomorrow during the day. Right now it is 73 and cloudy in Annapolis, and we're looking at 72 in downtown Baltimore. And from the birthplace of our Star Spangled Banner, the national anthem, Fort McHenry, it is time for America 250 celebration. America 250 brought to you by the Smile Design Center. If you've ever dreamed of achieving that perfect smile, call the Smile Design Center, 410-321-1100. It was on this day, July the 8th, in 1905, the shockingly well-preserved body of a Revolutionary War naval hero, John Paul Jones, was discovered after 113 years in a French graveyard. And he began its final transatlantic journey. The remains of John Paul Jones, now interred at the U.S. Naval Academy right here in Maryland. But we have been introducing you to the 56 signers of the Declaration of Independence. 5 would be captured, 12 would have their homes destroyed, 17 would lose their entire fortunes. None of them died as a result of that signature. But there were repercussions. And today it's George Walton, one of the three delegates from Georgia that signed the Declaration of Independence. He was born in Farmville, Virginia, unusual among the signers, and that his parents were poor. Both had died by the time he was 12. He was apprenticed at an early age to become a carpenter. In 1769, Walton moved to Georgia, where he pursued the study of law with a Savannah lawyer. Walton found Georgia to be dragging its feet about independence, and it sent no delegates to the First Continental Congress and was the only colony not represented at those Philadelphia meetings. So he and Lyman Hall and Butt Gwinnett clearly were committed to independence. In 1776, the Georgia Assembly appointed delegates to the Second Continental Congress. One was the former carpenter's apprentice, George Walton. 1778, after he signed the Declaration, with the war well underway, Walton received a colonel's commission in the militia. He joined the defense of Savannah when the British moved to seize the city, and during the fighting he was wounded in the thigh, fell from his horse, and when the enemy took the city, they made him a prisoner of war. Later he would be released and then become elected governor of Georgia, but held that office for only 2 months before returning to Congress. In Philadelphia in 1783, he learned he was censured by the Georgia legislature for his involvement in the duel between Lachlan McIntosh and Button Gwinnett, one of his fellow delegates, that ended in Gwinnett's death. Despite this, he was appointed Chief Justice of the state in 1789, was again elected governor in 1795, and was sent to the U.S. Senate and retired from politics the following year when he was not reelected. George Walton, one of the original signers of the Declaration, one of three Georgia delegates, passed away February 2nd, 1804, in his home state of Georgia. And that's a look at America 250.
WCBM Baltimore.
You've heard me say many times, Dr. Learfield of the Smile Design Center in Lutherville is the best. And right now, he's an amazing offer for anyone wanting to try Botox at a reduced cost. This is a great deal with a premier doctor. Dr. Learfield is looking for just 10 model Botox patients for before and after promotional photos. And he's offering deeply discounted rates. But you must act fast. His campaign is strictly limited to just 10 patients. Call 410-321-1100 to see if you qualify. That's 410-321-1100. Again, a limited-time offer. Act fast.
WCBM Baltimore.
It's 820. Ed Hale Sr. going to join us in about 15 minutes here on the show as we discuss the campaign and, you know, what happened and what's going to go on in the future. And also proof that the liberalism is indeed a danger to society. Still to come here on Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
If you're 62 or older and you're still making a mortgage payment every month, you know exactly what I'm talking about. The payment may be the same, but everything else costs more. And that doesn't leave you much room in your budget each month. So month after month, the payments keep coming. Hi, I'm Mark McVeary. Did you know a reverse mortgage can pay off that current mortgage and eliminate that monthly payment? You stay in your home. You keep ownership. And for a lot of people, that's the difference between getting by and having some breathing room each month in their budget. I know people hear reverse mortgage and right away think, that's not for me. So they never bothered to look into it. And nothing changes. They just keep working around that payment each month and trying to figure out how things will work, month after month. If you're 62 or older, it's worth taking a real look at this. Call me. I'll take a look at your situation and tell you if it makes sense for you. 410-788-7070. 410-788-7070.
Hey everyone, Kim Klasick here. I'm inviting you to join me for the second annual Putting Social on August 20th from 5 to 8 p.m. at Turf Valley Resort.
Oh yeah!
This is not your average golf outing. It's a fun, casual five-hole putting challenge with delicious hors d'oeuvres and a cash bar.
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious, and don't call me Shirley.
Come out and compete, or just enjoy the vibe with friends and new faces. Here's where it gets exciting.
Yes! Dude, I am totally stoked.
The top five scorers from the opening round will join me for a long-distance, one-hole championship putt. The player closest to the pin wins the grand prize, which is a private round of golf with me and three guests, including green fees and cards.
Oh, yeah, baby!
Tickets are just $40. Get yours today at WCBM.com, and I'll see you out on the green at Turf Valley Resort.
Notice how much entertainment costs have risen lately? Satellite radio is $10 to $25 a month. Netflix costs $7 to $23 a month. The movies are $9 to $15 a month. WCBM Radio and the WCBM Radio app are free. Download it today from your app store.
It's 8:22, 22 minutes after the hour here on Casey and Company. A lot of folks weighing in here this morning. Jeff says, so Mitch the Turtle McConnell was given a clean bill of health. Who was his Washington, D.C. hospital doctor? Dr. Jill Biden? Laughing out aloud. Yeah, we have not heard anything official from the hospital, from his physicians. All we're getting is from two senators and journalist talk show host, Scott Jennings, who, by the way, was friends with Mitch McConnell in Kentucky. It's 8:23, traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's Lugnuts Johnson.
All right, BW Parkway is still slow, and again, this is the overflow traffic getting away from the backup on I-95 in Howard County. There's been a wreck there all morning long, southbound after Route 32 on I-95. So we had overflow traffic that went really on both sides of the parkway, southbound pretty hard hit towards Route 32 down to 197, and even the northbound traffic up around Route 100 was also looking at delays because of all of that backup on I-95. That wreck occurred southbound this morning after Route 32, but the northbound side has also been looking at it, and those delays are continuing. 95 north of the city in Harford County, it's road construction. They block a lane during the rush hour. They start working about 6:45 every day northbound at Route 24. There's almost a mile back up on the northbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, mostly cloudy, dry today, except maybe a possibility of a stray shower could pop up here or there a little bit later on. Low 80s for the high today. Right now it is cloudy, 71 in Ellicott City, 70 in Reichsoustown. Let's go to Bob in Baltimore. Good morning, Bob.
Oh, good morning, Sean. This thing with Senator Mitch McConnell, a lot of it is really not unusual, because he's a bit of a sneaky kind of guy, and I'll tell you why. For instance, he has people like Chuck Schumer come down there and speak at his center every year.
Mm-hmm.
I lived there for a number of years, and I could never understand that. I thought that was bizarre. But also, his biggest supporters all those years when I was living down there, I have to be frank with you, basically West Kentucky and hillbillies. And the reason why is because he promised them teeth in a pot every year. You know, he did that for many, many years. And as far as Elaine traveling, that also is not unusual, because she is like the opposite of Tom Baudet. When she's home, she leaves the lights off.
Okay. Thanks, Bob. Appreciate the call. Again, there are questions about Elaine Chao and her roles with the Chinese. But, again, Mitch McConnell, he's out the door anyway. He's not coming back after this term. The question is whether he's coming back for this term at any step of the way. All right, so you've heard by now, special session has been called by Governor Moore. Either the governor can do it or the legislature can petition to do it. But this is all about changing our state constitution, which really is a big deal.
The fact that we are finally coming back and saying we need to debate this and not just, you know, kind of stick our heads in the sand is an important development, and it's a big deal.
It's a big deal because they're talking about changing the state constitution. Now, this isn't actually about drawing or redrawing the maps because it won't be in time for this election. What this is about is actually amending the state constitution so they can clarify the language as to how they can draw the maps. Because there's a prohibition against there's supposed to be natural boundaries. And that was interpreted meaning you can't cross the bay to draw an imaginary line across the bay to include, for instance, Anne Arundel County as part of the Eastern Shore. And that's what they tried to do before. It was struck down by a judge. And that's what they tried to do again in this particular Governor's Advisory Commission on Redistricting. So the bottom line is that, again, I don't think there are any districts should be drawn strictly on population. That's it. Should not be drawn on race. It should not be drawn on politics, on tribal identity politics, to try to make it uniquely Republican or uniquely Democrat, because that disenfranchises, I think, a lot of libertarians and independents and unaffiliated voters. It should be strictly on population. There's a formula for that. And that's being ignored. And I would hope that Maryland Republicans get ready to challenge this thing in the court of law. Use whatever you can. You better have some high-powered constitutional lawyers in order to do that, because as of right now, I don't see them up to the task. I could be wrong. They could completely shock me. But I don't see anybody in Maryland right now, any leadership in Maryland, that is going to be able to slow this down. Because that's a key. If you slow it down, the special session is August 3rd through August 5th. And August 5th is the absolute last day they can submit this text for the ballot language to the State Board of Elections in order to get it included by Election Day. So any kind of delay, any kind of wobble at all could blow this whole thing up. I'm just wondering if Republicans have that in them. You think you don't go down without a fight, right? Issuing these strongly worded letters or these, my inbox this morning was filled from House Freedom Caucus and Maryland Senate, the Republicans and all of the Maryland GOP, filled with their statements denouncing what the Democrats are trying to do. But, of course, I'm not asking them to tip their hand. But nowhere in there did I get a sense there was any fight. It was sort of like they were reacting to, oh, well, it's done. Not much we can do. So let's just complain about it. That's pretty much how they feel about it. All right. Ed Hale Sr. is going to join us in just a couple of minutes. Vinny Steele is your home sold guaranteed realty company. And Vinny will sell your home. And once you sign on the dotted line, your home is guaranteed to sell. It's that simple. Because Vinny's got a database of tens of thousands of buyers that are pre-qualified. They're ready, willing, and able to purchase your home. And that's the reason why he has such great success. Your home doesn't languish on the market for months. We had one person that wrote in a testimony their home was on the market for a year before they switched to Vinny and sold within a matter of days. That's how fast it can happen. He sells 3%, again, faster than most realtors, and for 3% more money on average. Call Vinny today, 410-709-7515, 410-709-7515, or online at vinnysteo.com. It's 8:30. Let's get some news headlines with Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. Fox 45 reports that just months after Maryland lawmakers approved a utility relief package aimed at lowering energy costs, BGE is seeking another increase that would raise the average residential customer's bill by about $8 a month. The utility has asked the Maryland Public Service Commission to approve the increase as part of its latest rate case, saying the additional revenue is needed to sustain a safe and reliable system, not to fund new programs or services. If approved, the increase would cost the average customer about $96 a year, offsetting a significant portion of the estimated annual savings many customers are expected to receive under Maryland's recently passed Utility Relief Act. And several animals were found neglected in a Charles County, Maryland home in early July after deputies were called to an alleged assault by the homeowner, according to Charles County Sheriff's Office officials. Deputies and county animal control officers found an alligator, caiman, snake, emu, dogs, cats, and pigs, among others, and six handguns inside a residence at the 10,000 block of Penjack Place in Waldorf on July 3rd. Sir Leander Evans Gamble, 57, was arrested during the incident. And Ocean City resident Michael Bell says his 20-year-old granddaughter was driving home from work on Coastal Highway last week around midnight when a late-night pop-up mob surrounded her car, prompting him to urge town officials to crack down on the gatherings. City officials said they're aware of the issue, and Police Chief Raymond Austin is expected to brief the council soon. The discussion comes after Ocean City spent weeks preparing for social media-promoted takeover events ahead of the 4th of July holiday, then reported a busy but largely violence-free weekend. City Manager Terry McGeehan said pop-ups differ from takeovers. Ocean City has warned about in recent weeks, though both involve technology that can quickly draw large groups to a small area. 8:32 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Hi, I'm Eddie Hughes, founder of Hughes Mechanical, serving Maryland and Delaware for over 14 years. We love what we do, and more importantly, we love helping people. Whether it's your AC going down in the summer heat or a plumbing problem catching you off guard, we've got you covered. Call us today and mention you heard us here, and we'll waive your diagnostic fee completely free. We also offer free estimates and second opinions. We're not here to sell you. We're here to serve you. Check us out online at HughesHeatingAndAir.com and experience the Hughes difference. Be educated, not sold.
The previous owners of Giovanni's Restaurant now manage the Main Street Tower Restaurant in Bel Air and now offer great Giovanni's menu items at Main Street Tower for indoor and outdoor dining. Main Street Tower Restaurant opens 7 days a week for some of the best dining found in Maryland. Enjoy affordable, upscale cuisine inspired by the famous legacy of Giovanni's at Main Street Tower Bel Air. Stop by today or find them online, mainstreettower.com. That's mainstreettower.com.
8:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Be careful in the city on the northeast side. The traffic light is not working properly at York Road and Northern Parkway. Might be completely out, so you treat that as a four-way stop. We're finally making some progress on I-95, and the accident scene is clearing south of Route 32. The backup is also easing, also getting a little better on the northbound side. Eventually, that will help out the traffic that got all jammed up on the BW Parkway. That was the detour route, both north and southbound, still continuing very slow through the area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, mostly cloudy and a little bit drier today with just a stray shower possible. Temperatures in the cooler but still humid, low 80s. Partly cloudy and mild tonight as temperatures fall back into the low 70s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
O's and Cubs game two tonight at Camden Yards with Dean Kramer on the hill for Baltimore. Birds enter this game at 42-50 on the year. Now, that's the same record as a year ago. They're 12.5 back of Tampa Bay, and they are in the cellar in the American League East. Now, 5 months ago, let's take you back. Here was President of Baseball Operations Mike Elias on the upcoming season.
I think we're extremely optimistic about this year's team. I mean, you know, last year was last year. We're here in Sarasota, camp starting, and I think our focus and our talk is going to be about this group that's here in 2026.
Now, that was on February 10th. Seems like ancient history, but that's what happens when your shortstop hits 223, your second baseman bats 183, and the supposed face of your franchise goes 211 in May and June. Elsewhere in baseball, Philly slugger Kyle Schwarber is not falling victim, apparently, to any of that.
Oh, he does swing, and he whacks it to deep right field. Swing 3-0 off it. He did there.
Tom McCarthy with the call on NBC Sports Philadelphia. Kyle Schwarber's 31st of the year leads the majors and had led the Phillies to a 4-1 win last night in Cincinnati. Sports blotter news. A former NCAA men's basketball player has been indicted in a fraud scheme. Kerr Kriisa, point guard from Estonia, who played for four NCAA D1 teams, was indicted for wire fraud to the tune of $2.2 million. This according to a West Virginia court announcing that yesterday. Kriisa stands accused of posing as real and fictional people to request money from others over social media by fabricating emergencies, such as claiming his mother needed cancer treatment. Schools that the fraudster played for include Arizona, West Virginia, Kentucky, and the University of Cincinnati. And then there's this. A former strength and conditioning coach at Bucknell University was charged on Monday in the death of one of his football players who collapsed during training. C.J. Dickey Jr., suffering from the sickle cell trait, collapsed and died after being told to do 100 100 up-downs and full body planks in the extreme heat. His coach, Mark Kolbus, was aware of the condition, which increases the risk of serious injury following extreme exertion. The trainer has been charged with felony aggravated hazing and misdemeanor counts of involuntary manslaughter, reckless endangerment, and hazing. And finally, at the end of the day, it's just a kid's game, right? Talking about baseball, of course. And the Dodger announcing team of Joe Davis and Eric Karros were having fun in the booth when a foul ball came their way.
Fouls it back, right at EK. Oh, man. We got it. Finally. There it is. EK made an awesome catch. You would have been so proud. And then he handed the kid the ball. And here I am.
Joe Davis with the ball. The time now is 8:37. When we return, the admiration for Adley Rutschman is a bit misplaced.
Hi, this is Rod Wittstedt. For the past year, I've been advertising here on WCBM, trying to offer Kim's listeners a very affordable rate of $525 for a will, a power of attorney, and advanced medical directive. Well, I can't keep that low rate up forever. If you contact me before August 1st, I will honor that rate. Call 410-525-WILL. That's 410-525-WILL. Thank you. By the way, $750 is still a great rate.
Now, back to more of Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Briefly, you want to say something about Adley Rutschman?
Yeah, just real quick, and I know you've got Ed coming up. There was an article in The Sun about Adley Rutschman being the face of the franchise. Can't be.
Right.
He can't be if he hasn't done anything in a year and a half. We'll talk more about this tomorrow.
All right, that's a solid point. Joining us now on our Newsmaker Hotline, and I think, Kristen, you're going to have to pull Ed up because my phones are on the fritz. Ed Hale Sr. is joining us on our Newsmaker Hotline. First time we've talked since the primary election. Ed, good morning.
Morning. How you doing, Sean?
I'm doing fine. So, obviously, you gave it the, an A for effort, good old college try. Finished about 7,000 votes short of winning. And so I just wanted to get your, what is your message? What are your thoughts to Hale voters and Hale supporters today?
I think one of my first things I would have done was call you up, get the one on June 24th. To talk about the general campaign and knock him Westboro off. Instead, here we are. It's funny the way things turned out. I really am very surprised that I lost because of the type of person Cox is and what was done before with Kelly Schultz, the way they did this before. They did it again, and the Republicans bid on it. And I just can't believe that they fell for this. The biggest person that contributed to the Cox campaign was Governor Wes Moore. What's that tell you? I think it's terrible.
Yeah. You had 43,000 people that voted for other candidates besides you and Cox. Was that a missed opportunity that you weren't able to convince some or persuade some of those voters your way?
No, I didn't. I'm a realist. It is what it is. You had the component, too, of the voter fraud that could have possibly been out there because of all those ballots being sent out. I was warned constantly about that. Watch out for it. But, I'm not going to look into that at all. Others want to, great. I don't believe that has a factor. I simply lost, and that's it. And, I'm just going to go on from here. I gave it a shot, though, Sean.
Yeah.
I worked it.
You did. You worked hard, and it's something. I applaud you for doing it. It's a monumental effort in this state to run against the Democrat machine, as you know, and you gave it your all. I would ask you this: do you think there should be an independent inquiry into that ballot catastrophe here in the state?
Well, I understand that people are looking at, and they contacted me about because I have standing because I was a candidate, and it looks like you are a sore loser or sour grapes, and that's not me. If they want to do it and I can assist them and it looks like it's plausible, I would help, but I need to see some evidence that actually happened.
Right.
I did have a lot of my friends that say that they've got two or three ballots. Vince Del Piso, a good friend of mine, blacksmith and a guy that an iron worker that I had worked with for many, many decades. Yeah. He got three ballots. So there's something to this.
Yeah, there's,
I don't want to take the lead.
No, I understand. You don't want to look like you're being sour grapes or a sore loser, but it would take somebody to lead the charge here, and so that this doesn't happen to somebody else down the road.
Yeah, well, I really believe there's a couple of things that I think that need to be done. Board Rutherford has filed a suit. I don't even know where that stands these days. We're looking into it right now. We're going to look into where that is that independent voters could vote in a primary for either party. You know, just doing that, and just so everybody's got a vote, because a lot of people didn't go. I went to on the election day. I went to six different places that morning, and I met 12 people. That's all. It was raining. It was really crappy weather, and it was bad. But at the same time, nobody was there, and nobody was either interested, or it was raining, and they're looking for an excuse not to come. But we have a state that's in deep, deep trouble right now. I think you know it, and we talk about it all the time. There's a lot of people that talk about it, and it's got to be fixed. And I really thought that I could, had I won, and I really thought I was going to win too, by the way. Had I won, I would have launched right into a campaign on the 24th of June to really go after Wes Moore for what he's doing. You know,
yeah. Well, look, you did really, really well in the Baltimore Metro. I mean, you yeah. hit, your numbers were off the charts. But in Western Maryland, on the Eastern Shore, Cox did the opposite. So, again, do you regret not spending more time in those areas?
Well, I live over in Talbot County. We won Talbot County.
You did.
They had Tyrone Keyes was my lieutenant governor candidate. You know, Tyrone was all over the place. If he wasn't someplace, I was. And we were all over the place, had a really good staff, had a lot of people that were going around, and we never really heard anything good about Dan Cox. The people that worked with him in the past, his lieutenant governor, Gordana Schifanelli, supported me, a bunch of the people, the senators and some of the delegates endorsed me. There didn't seem like there was a lot of support, and I was really surprised that I did lose. I'm not kidding.
No, I understand. So, you had that swagger. You had that confidence that you were going to win, and that when that doesn't happen, it's early. It's a gut punch. More with Ed Hale Sr. coming up in just a second. 8:43. Speaking of guts, Chuck Whitaker is here with the meaning you have intestinal fortitude. That's what
sure
I meant.
Sure does. Okay.
100%.
My friend Ed. That's all right. I'll take it personally. Of course I do. BW Parkway, both directions, still a bit slow. BW Parkway took all the overflow from the backup on I-95, which occurred way early this morning with that wreck at Route 32. So it's still slow on the parkway. It's still slow on 95 southbound as you're moving down past the accident scene, which was off to the side. Northbound, a lot better now from 198, but the service road at 198 on 95 northbound is a bit slow through there, so heads up for that, especially on the right side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, mostly cloudy today, a possible stray shower, highs in the low 80s, 73 right now in Annapolis, at 73 in Ocean City. On our newsmaker hotline, Ed Hale Sr. discussing the campaign. You've made a couple references to Dan Cox, of which I get that obviously you're not a fan. Do you plan to endorse or campaign for Dan in order to help defeat Wes Moore?
Absolutely not.
Any reason why?
Yeah, well, you know, somebody calls me a transgender mutilator, a liar, a communist. I help O'Malley raise taxes and says stuff like that. Why would I support somebody? Why would he even want my support based on the fact that I did get 70-some thousand votes? Why would he want my support? To me, it's hypocritical. And you want to, from where I come from, my neighborhood, which happens to be East Baltimore, Dundalk, Edgemere, and you say things like that about me, and I'm going to support you? No way. I'm not going to be a hypocrite. I think the guy is a flat-out loser. I think he's going to lose big, and I think the state of Maryland has lost, lost a lot by not having me take on Wes Moore, because I think I was more equipped to do it based on my resume. This is not bragging, Sean. This is what I think. You know, I think this guy is weak. And, I think he's got some issues that really he can't overcome. But saying these things about me and doing these things, there's no way I'm going to do it. I'm going to be an unaffiliated voter from this point on. I got a lot of people in the Republican Party that really helped me out. Some of the central committees, some of the, particularly the women and some of the different places, I'm not going to mention their names, have really been helpful to me. The senators and the delegates that endorse me, fantastic people. I appreciate it.
But so you don't plan to stay in the Republican Party in Maryland then?
Well, I don't know what I'm going to do exactly yet, but I really hope that Boyd Rutherford can prevail in this lawsuit and that I would be able to vote. If I need to vote, I'm going to stay in a party, which I hope that, you know, I hope Lloyd Rutherford does prevail. I don't even know where that stands, but we're looking into it now. So, you know, I just, there is no way I can support somebody like Cox. I just think he's just not a good person.
And that's certainly your prerogative. Look, I want to ask you something as far as the Maryland Republican leadership. I mean, what are your thoughts on them? Were they a help or a hindrance?
I've been told that they were pushing Dan Cox. That's what I was told. I don't know if it's true or not, but I'm all for, you know, I've mentioned to some of the senators that endorsed me, why don't you guys, you have a war chest, why don't you take money and hire an executive director to be in charge of the Republican Party to really boost up Republican Party? You know, they need to get somebody that's going to be in there that's a paid full-time person that can, you know, get people on the ballot. For example, Howard County, not having somebody on the ballot there, and all these other, you know, I think there's like 100 uncontested battles around the state. What is that about? To me, there should be somebody that should be looking out there for candidates to run for governor. I know it's a difficult thing in this state, but because, you know, right now the voter rolls are 23% Republican, 23% Democrat, and unaffiliated is the balance, which is, well, let me say, no, I'm sorry, that's 51.2% are Democrat, Republican 23.6, unaffiliated 23.6. That number has been increasing somewhat. I think it needs to increase more to have a better balance in the legislature.
Well, yeah, look at the turnout. 207,000 Republican voters out of, what, 978,000, whatever it is. So roughly 20% in a state that saw the largest tax increase in history, watching skyrocketing electric bills. You've talked about the problems. You had solutions for many of these problems. And so what do you think about such a low turnout in a state? Are we just beaten down as a state? And people just don't, they think it's, there's nothing they can do about it.
There's such a malaise over the state, like a sense of hopelessness. You have Westmore, you know, he never campaigned. I was asking my staff, I said, I'm new to this. I've been a politician for 16 months. Why is he not campaigning against me? Well, the reason he wasn't is because their strategy was to use the Kelly Schultz strategy and just Westmore gave a lot of money to Dan Cox to, you know, run all these ads that said all these very bad things about me, and he did it. And that was their campaign. Westmore had one, I think he had one campaign event that I'm aware of. I could be wrong on this. Where at the B&O Railroad, he had that, and there was such a low turnout, nobody showed up. But nobody else has done this. Nobody else has done any events for him that I'm aware of. So now he's going to do this, to me, redistricting, having a special session instead of having a special session to talk about reducing taxes, reducing the cost of electric, building electric up, doing things like that, things that are really germane to, you know, every one of us listening on this radio station and all over the place. Everybody's talking about this. Why? But Westmore is running for president, and I've been saying that right along all the time, and that's what he's doing. He's never campaigning here. He's campaigning for president now.
Final question, Ed. So what's the future hold? Are you going to move to New Hampshire? Are you going to stay in the state? Are you going to get out of politics? What are you going to do?
I'm going to start a podcast called Hailstorm, Watching Out for Marylanders. That's what I'm going to do. I have enlisted a bunch of people, business people, farmers, fishermen, watermen, people that have no voice. They're going to get a chance to get on with Tyrone, myself, and Clay Mitchell. And we're going to get on, and Jim Ports, too, who was the former Secretary of Transportation. Mm-hmm. And we're going to do this. We're going to do it once or twice a week, and we're going to do it to give everybody a voice. I hope people listen to it and listen to the concerns that we all have, which are basically the kitchen table concerns, not redistricting and these other things, raising these tech tire registration taxes, paint tax. These are all ridiculous things. We're out of budget, and these are things that I was going to step right into. I didn't want to do anything ceremonial. I wanted to get right into it. And now we got Dan Cox, who has absolutely no standing whatsoever. I don't think he's done anything other than being a lawyer. I don't know what he's done, but I don't care. And
he was a delegate.
He was a delegate.
Yeah, he was.
Great.
Yeah.
I heard he was not widely respected or liked, too, is what I was told. So, you know, having said that, you know, I've said what I said. People don't like, I know it'd be really, the really nice thing would be, I'm going to get behind a Republican candidate and do it. There's no way I could ever do it with him. I want to be very, very clear about that.
All right, Ed, thanks so much. When you get ready to launch that podcast, call us back, let us know. We'll give you some publicity on that.
Okay, you want to be on it?
Yeah, I'll be on it, sure. If I'm invited, I would love to be on it.
Oh, that'd be cool. You'd be a good guy for it.
All right. Ed, okay, thanks again.
Thank you.
Best wishes for success in the future. You've already had a lot of it, but really appreciate you being on the show. That's Ed Hale Sr. on our Newsmaker Hotline. You're listening to Casey and Company.
Did you take out a home equity line when rates were low? A lot of people did. Back then, it worked. Now, the minimum payment is a lot higher, and in many cases, the available money is gone. So now you're stuck with a line of credit that doesn't work for you anymore. It's just another payment on a budget that's already tight, month after month. Hi, I'm Mark McVeary. Did you know a reverse mortgage can pay off your current line of credit and eliminate that monthly payment? And replace it with a new line of credit without a required payment. You stay in your home, you keep ownership. I know people hear reverse mortgage and they think, that's not for me, so nothing changes. But think about it. This could pay off your current line of credit, give you access to additional money, and remove that required monthly payment. It's worth a look. Call me and I'll tell you exactly where you stand. 410-788-7070. 410-788-7070.
Joe Hartman here, owner of Perry Hall Investment Group. Now is a great time to sell your unwanted property for top dollar with no commissions or fees. Call me today at 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200.
Your next news update is minutes away at the top of the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
853, traffic weather on the threes. Now we update. Here's the King, Chuck Whitaker.
All right, so both the tunnels are clear and in good shape now for the wrap-up this morning. No problems here. Looking live at 895 after O'Donnell Street. The lanes are open. 95 looks good next door at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. 895 south of that was a little busy around the Steel Bridge, just around the Toll Plaza area at Child Street, but that's a typical ride at that point. Construction, even through the midday, will be a problem. Northbound 95 at Route 24 in Harford County. I-95 south. South in Howard County is still struggling to clear from a wreck that happened way early this morning after Route 32. So if you're traveling south from Route 100 from 175, you'll still have a delay. Some of the overflow traffic is still slow on the BW Parkway through that same area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, mostly cloudy, dry today, and highs in the low 80s and pretty much a low 70s for tonight. And right now we're looking at, it is 71 in Owings Mills, 73 in Annapolis. Time for our feel-good news segment of the day.
I need some good news, baby. It's like the world's gone crazy. Give me some good news, baby. Give it to me. Give it to me.
Brought to you by Town Appliance. A group of neighbors in England rushed into a burning house to rescue an 87-year-old woman, Phyllis Day, with Alzheimer's, asleep and unaware of the fire. Two neighbors fought through heavy smoke to find her and help her safely out of the house. They were guided the whole time by a woman's daughter on a doorbell camera intercom. Here's Suzanne Wright guiding her neighbors to save her mom.
Hello?
You need to come out. There's a fire in the back of your house.
Keys at the side, near the back gate.
And the ambulance as well.
Please be gentle with it. Can you tell us who's on her way?
How old's your mum?
She's 87 and she has Alzheimer's.
She's just coming down the stairs now.
Thank you. Make sure she's covered up.
And just amazing that they were able to do that and get her out safely. Brought to you by Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road for all your appliance needs.
Attention all grillers. Want to impress your family and friends this 4th of July and beyond? Here's your chance at Town Appliance at Owings Mills for their huge holiday event. They have the best grills on display in their showroom, like Heston, Weber, Coyote, XL, and Lynx, plus over 70 top appliance brands. Mayer & Mayer makes shopping simple, easy, and fun with flexible financing to fit your budget. They're open Sunday through Friday. All you have to do is visit townappliance.com today.
A lot of reaction to the Ed Hale interview coming in over text. Bonnie says, does Ed Hale know there is a rock band called Hailstorm? May want to watch the copyright on that one. Mary Faith says, what I was told is a poor excuse to bash someone. Missy says he needs to swallow his pride and help Cox get elected. This is why Moore will win again. Dan says he's not aware that I don't know that Ed Hale lost. Well, according to the election results posted today, by 7 points, unless there's some kind of challenge or recount, which I'm unaware of. Greg says Ed Hale is a loser. He comes on your show, essentially says vote for Wes Moore. Perhaps if you're a bigger person, he'd have gotten more votes. This is Albert. Sean, no debate by Ed. He's been a lifelong Democrat. What does he stand for? He should have addressed the voters, not just on WCBM. This is Jeff. If Ed Hale isn't offering his full support for the man that beat him in the primary, then Hale might not get any more attention. Ed Hale didn't spend a penny on the primary. He lost. What a waste of a campaign. Folks, we haven't got this much reaction in a long time on text in a short period of time. All right, so I think we'll cut it off there because we can go on and on and on. But look, one thing the Democrats can count on is Democrat voters and GOP disunity. That's pretty much a given in this state.
Sean, just real quick. I mean, John Myrick also changed his mind. Yep. He did come on and give you one answer, and then since then he posted a video on social media and changed it. He did not say why. So I don't know. Is there something else going on here behind the scenes? I don't know. But
yeah, well, look, politics is hardball. People say things that sometimes are mean and vicious in politics, going all the way back to the founding of this nation. And the question is, some parties can put that aside. Some people can, others can't. And that's where we are today, sadly. Rescue Natural Supplements Christmas in July sale is on right now for the month, the rest of the month of July. We can save up to 73% of your favorite Rescue Natural Supplements, and I've been taking them for, well, over 15 years. I take the omega-3s, the LDLX Q10, the no-flush niacin, as well as some curcumin ultra on occasion. And again, no matter what your favorite supplement is, you can save a ton of money right now with the Christmas in July sale going on right now at Rescue Natural Supplements. Now, you do not need a coupon code to cash in. You can check them out online, res-q.com. You can either order there and see which, everything's already been marked down on the site, or you can order over the phone if you like. 1-800-26-ALIVE. That's 1-800-262-5483 for Rescue Natural Supplements Christmas in July sale. Kim Classic Live is coming up next. Until then, tomorrow morning, God bless our troops. God bless America.
This is the right choice for Maryland.